Aloha. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. It is a great time for celebration, for God is indeed claiming his land. The call-in numbers for bbsradio.com is toll-free for the USA is 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. Our direct lines, same area code, 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And I just want to say mahalo to all the listeners of bbsradio.com and to all the Pal Talk listeners. Welcome. It is always such an honor and a privilege to be with each and every one of you every Tuesday night. And so I'm real excited. We have a great show this evening. We have 3 hours, and I am so excited to be able to introduce my guest to each and every one of you this evening. Now, I want to remind all the Pal Talk listeners, you'll have to call in to ask your questions this evening because BBS Radio does indeed has the mic, and so you guys won't be able to actually use the mic in the Pal Talk room to talk with my guest or myself this evening. So we will, let me go ahead and just announce those call-in numbers once again for all of you. For the United States, the toll-free number is 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519, and our direct lines are same area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And for all the listeners in the Pal Talk room, I will periodically show you these wonderful books, and we are about to have our guest come forward in just a moment, and he is the author of these three wonderful books called There Is More to the Secret. And all of you, if you're able to see all three of these books, and I'll just hold them up very quickly for all of you. I've had the honor and the pleasure of reading these books, and so if you will bear with me, allow me to give you some wonderful background and history, not only about the author, but these great books. And our guest for this evening is Ed Gunnar, and he says, the secret attracts the opposition. In his new book, There Is So Much More to the Secret, author and pastor Ed Gunnar seeks to establish a more complete and accurate of the power of the mind by incorporating an element absent from Brian's work, the obvious role that the Almighty God plays in our everyday lives. Gunnar's purpose in writing There Is More to the Secret is not to attack Brian's book, nor to tear down the good that she has communicated. Rather, he aims to interpret the ideas presented in The Secret from his own perspective as a Christian. Now, the website, and all for the people in the Pal Talk room, we will periodically post Edward's website, and let me go ahead and give this to you now. It is www.edgunnar.com. Once again, that is www.edgunnar.com. And for all you listeners in the Pal Talk room, I also have a direct link to my show page, and you're welcome, and I do indeed invite you. I have a wealth of information about Ed and his books titled There Is More to the Secret. Now, Gunnar asserts that although there is some truth, even some biblical evidence, in support of the fact that we tend to become what we think. Now, the New Age representation of individual as God is a risky business. The secret contains some very helpful information and gives us a life transformation glance at an ancient truth, writes Gunnar. But there is more, pardon me, Ed, because I know you're listening, or to be told than Miss Bryan and her team have revealed. In fact, without a deeper look into the more I speak of, I fear heartache may outweigh what help has been realized in people's lives. And pardon me, Ed, but let's all give our guest for this evening a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, it is always my honor and I get real excited, and you can always tell when I'm getting excited about a guest because I start stumbling just a little bit. But that's going to be our secret, right? You're not going to expose me, are you?
No, I think that's great.
Well, I'm very intrigued. I knew that the moment I opened up, when I received your books, and I got real excited, and I went, oh, my goodness. Now, this is a book that we can actually even carry around with us. I love the size. I love the artwork that you've placed on it. And I've got a whole bunch of pages bookmarked that I would actually like to discuss.
Great.
But before we do this, let me ask you this one important question. Because it was very obvious as I read your book that you were very passionate about bringing this information forward. What was the initial catalyst?
Well, you know, when I first started hearing about The Secret, I heard about it through some family members, and because I'm part of a community of faith here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, pastoring, there was a number of people that were talking about how they enjoyed it and some of the things that it impacted them. And I thought, you know, I need to, it sounded a lot like a lot of material that I had read over the years about just the power of the mind and positive thinking and that sort of thing. And I thought, well, I wanted to watch it just to see what it was about. And when I first saw the book, The Secret, is first came out as a DVD, and the book is pretty much the manuscript from the DVD along with some thoughts added by Rhonda Byrne and her team, but I just couldn't help but be taken in by the great job that they did, you know, creating a tapestry of ancient wisdom and modern philosophy, some practical self-help know-how, and some metaphysical speculation, all seamlessly woven together in a 90-minute slap-your-mama tour de force that had the cinematic flair rivaling the Da Vinci Code. So it was really well done, an achievement, really, in dramatic storytelling. And as I watched it, there was a number of things I was really pretty challenged about. I love how they lay out some thoughts about The Secret, and maybe it would be appropriate for us to tell our listeners what they describe The Secret to be. It's not some complex, hard-to-grasp idea. It's simply this idea of the law of attraction, that everything that's coming into our lives on some level is being attracted into our lives by virtue of the images that we're holding in our mind. But when I saw that, I thought, well, that's, you know, there's some good things here. But I also realized as I was watching it that there was, you know, I'm a fan, but I wasn't an uncritical fan because I'm a Christ follower. I'm pretty tethered to some of the perspectives that you know, from an Orthodox Christian perspective, and so I don't kind of start at the same philosophical place or really end at the same place. For instance, I really don't believe human beings are evolving into gods. I kind of believe that we always need God, and I don't think the humankind can self-save, that we need a Savior. So some of those kind of theological, anthropological issues were spinning for me. And then I felt like Byrne and her team, I don't think they did this on purpose, but I felt that they, because of the nature of having 15 or 20 people all talk on the same DVD, it didn't didn't really give them room to go very deep, and so there's seems like there was too much room in there for material greed, some what I took as, you know, sort of social apathy, and even probably the worst part is the seeming sense of blaming victims for some of the horrific events that occur in their lives. I don't think they really meant that. There was room for that. So what I did was I started thinking about it. I thought, you know, I should really address this. And then Thomas Nelson Publishers, which are probably the largest Christian publisher in the world, contacted me and said, would you be willing to write a response to Rhonda Byrne's thing? And I said, well, I don't want to write any kind of a decrying thing or an expose, because I really like a lot that I find there, but I wouldn't mind sharing some of his claims from the standpoint of our viewpoint of a Christ follower. And they were delighted with that, thought that'd be perfect. And so we really kind of worked on this together, and the book got kicked out, which is very amazing or odd for a publishing company. In about 12 weeks, it was on shelves. So that's pretty amazing.
Well, if I may interject here for just a moment, and, you know, this is going to be my third broadcast, and I have to say, actually, it's very exciting for me. I know it is as well for all the listeners. It's nice to see that we're having that unity, that we're all coming back to those ancient truths. And
yes.
And it's an honor to have you here, Ed, because...
Well,
I'm a firm believer it's time for you and I. We carry a responsibility, and we're held accountable, and our responsibility to humanity is to really get that word out there to them. And
absolutely.
So I really salute you for stepping up and writing these books.
Well, thank you very much. You know, along your point, really, I think that... I think that God loves to love humanity, and even though I'm very particular, if we ever chat about this in specific, about some of the ways that I think Christianity is unique, I also very much understand that God loves people beyond any real construction or praxis of expression
of
faith.
Yes,
and this is one of those things. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I apologize. I get
that's
excited
okay.
Because
you're that was an
so
excitement.
Right.
that's awesome. Anyway, I think that this law of attraction is really it's almost like these you know the wonderful laws of the universe, whether it's the law of sowing and reaping or farming, it works for everybody. I mean, saint or sinner, pagan or whomever, it works for everybody. And I think this is one of those things that God has given and created to bring hope and help to everyone, no matter what their ideological, theological, philosophical perspectives are, that God really loves humanity. One of the beautiful things, the great apostle Paul of the early church, he walked into a place in the scriptures, it's in Acts 14, he walks into this city, and they misunderstand who he is, and they start trying to worship him, and he stops them. And he makes this amazing statement. He says, don't worship me. I'm here to tell you about God. And he says, he's the God that has given you your harvest, and he's the God that has given you everything good that you know. In other words, the thing that makes people laugh, the thing that the way that we, husbands and wives and boyfriend and girlfriends, and the way children impact our souls, those are all gifts from God. And God, in a very real way, loves everybody and wants everybody to have a better life. And even though I believe that there's something beyond that called redemptive grace, I just think that this is one of those kind of things that is a common grace thing that God, through things like the law of attraction, can bless and lift every person's life.
Yes. And that's the way it should have, God intended for it to be from the very beginning of time.
Yeah.
Is for each of us to reap the joys of life. And, you know, there was a part of my life I didn't always do that. You know, I walked with sorrow and grief and all those things that I'm sure all of us do one time or another in our lives. And when I finally understood that God loved us no matter where we came from, what we looked like, He had that equal love for each and every one of us, and you've done such a wonderful job, you know, sharing it in these books that you've written.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I get excited. Can you tell?
Yeah. is wonderful. But you know, it's interesting. It's interesting that the scriptures talk about this. Another place that Paul the Apostle, he's one of the first founders of the Christian expression and the Christian praxis, and he goes into this place called Athens, and he's walking around and he sees them. They had all kinds of temples and all kinds of altars at this particular temple. And he's going around, and he's a little bit grieved because, you know, he saw the Christian message and the gospel and the claims of Christ. He saw that as kind of the decoder ring, if you will, for everything else that was going on. He basically saw the idea that God actually came to humankind through Jesus as kind of the reason that why all of these expressions and trajectories of outreach toward God was present in every culture. And so he makes this statement. He comes up to this altar that's written to an unknown God, the inscriptions to an unknown God, and he says, let me explain to you what's really going on here. He said, this trajectory in your soul, this longing to want to worship beyond yourself, is really God calling you, and in him you move and live and have your being. And he says, and God's the one who's giving you all this good. What he was basically saying is, even before Paul came with this message, the Christian message, which he believed, and I believe is the kind of the capstone of truth. But even before that, he was basically saying, God's been in your midst. God's loving you. God's taking care of you. Because God doesn't judge people based on what they believe. God doesn't want people to hurt because they don't believe a certain way about something. He wants to bless all people everywhere all the time. And although, again, my caveat to that is to say, I believe that his goodness is so that people will get to know him better and discover him more, which I think speaks to a uniquely Christian perspective. It's still very, very true that that God really loves everybody. He's reaching out to everybody, wants everyone to have hope and life.
Very well said, Ed. You know, if I may, in one of your books on page 30, it's called, the title is The Hard Places.
Yes.
And you say here, if you're feeling good, then you're creating a future that's on track with your desires. If you're feeling bad, you're creating a future that's off track with your desires. But then they make radical statements like, when I really understood that my primary aim was to feel and experience joy, then I began to do only those things which brought me joy. I have a saying, if it ain't fun, don't do it. Now, when I read that, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of my listeners on this show, there's been quite a few of them that has followed me through the years through my broadcast, and I always remind everyone, our attitudes is our perception.
Mm.
And yes. How we choose to look at things in our life. We can either choose to celebrate life and celebrate even the lessons that we are learning to become better people.
Yeah.
And it's really, I have to share, may I share a personal story with you?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. This is your show.
I'm making this personal now, Ed. Anyway. I was valedictorian of my class, and of course, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not sure how I got there, except for, you know.
Hard work.
Yes, but even then I found it very joyful for me, because I'm an individual that really appreciates learning things, and that's probably why I really enjoy being a radio host, is because I get to meet people like you from all over the world, and I can really appreciate your wisdom, your knowledge, and I like being able to be just to play a small part in getting those messages out. But that said, I was asked to write a speech for my graduating class, and I wrote the Ten Commandments of Attitude.
Mm.
And still today, though, the Ten Commandments of Attitude it became the school's motto.
Very nice.
Isn't it?
Well, it really is. And you know, from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective, because all my training pretty much is in theology and philosophy and religion. And what's really interesting is that even the ancient Hebrew proverb in Proverbs 23 says that as a person thinks within him or herself, so is he or she. In other words, your attitudes, what you're thinking about, actually in a very real way forms you as a person. And this is one of the reasons why we think there's so many scriptures that warn us to be very careful about what we think about. There's scriptures like the great Apostle Paul, who says, whatever is true and whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, anything excellent or praiseworthy, that we're to think about such things. Because it's obvious that our thoughts matter. In fact, the whole reason that scripture is given to humankind is to help us with our thoughts and help us imagine a world as God imagined it, and not necessarily the world that we sort of deconstructed through rebellion. And so it's very, very true that very, very illuminating to realize that life isn't just what is happening around us, but oftentimes what's happening around us is a result of what's going on inside us, whether you're dealing with your relationships, with a spouse or with your children, with a friend, or whether you're dealing with your job or the workforce or the workplace that you're in. If you're negative and mean-spirited and always looking for the bad of what you're involved with or the way you feel you're being improperly treated, you're going to have a certain kind of life and a certain kind of experience and certain kind of circumstances that repeat themselves. But if you start embracing the idea of being hopeful and appreciative and celebratory of people around you and thankful, and all of a sudden life starts changing. And to really understand that God has given us the capacity to, in a very real way, reflect creativity, and that it's not just what happens around us that mandates everything. It's really a really wonderful awakening, and I think that's why so many people have responded so well. I mean, the secret book, that my book, There's More to the Secret, is sort of responding to, has sold over 5 million copies in just a few short months. The DVD selling over 5,000 copies online, and I think it's because a day, 5,000 a day online, and I think it's because people are discovering that how helpful and how powerful it is when you begin to take charge of your thinking and what you focus on.
You bet. And that's where, you know, and it's interesting because I share with the listeners that our mind is like firewood. It feeds the emotions. And once you get that going, oh, my goodness, there's all kinds of things that can unfold in front of us. And so it is. It's very important that we monitor our thoughts and the way we choose to look at things. And, you know, it took me a while to really understand that, you know, and that's what I was sharing with you earlier in our conversation. And it's very important. And I have to say, Ed, you and I are making history tonight because it's wonderful to have the church and the understanding and two worlds being able to really meet. Because if we take all that and strip that away, we all believe in the same things, don't we? We believe in God. We love Jesus.
Yeah.
My Bible has seen so many tears that it's already all wrinkled up and everything else. And,
you know,
go ahead, I apologize.
Well, no, not at all. I think that one of the things that happens, particularly in the evangelical church, which, you know, there's a lot of iterations of Christian faith, and the further back you go, you know, in church history, we were a little more united than we are today. But in a lot of the evangelical churches, there is a fear of anything that is articulated or talked about that doesn't isn't just an actual quote from the Bible or something. And there's a kind of a sense of I almost call it the Chicken Little syndrome, where you know, Chicken Little sees something falling from the sky and he immediately presumes the sky is falling. and which always yields quite a stir. You know, it's weird. Fear is contagious, and Chicken Little always seems to meet up with Henny Penny and Cocky Locky and Goosey Poosey, and then you have this whole, you know, fear movement that's going, and there's this overreactionary, fear-generating purveyors of woe and danger. A lot of people of faith, church people, tend to panic with stuff like that, and when somebody says something about something like this, the law of attraction, there's a panic. Jesus, I love his perspective on truth. I mean, he was the one that gives this wonderful parable in Matthew 13. He says that the kingdom of heaven is like a person who sows good seed in the field, and he said that while everyone was sleeping, an enemy comes and he sows weeds right next to the wheat. And when the wheat sprouted and it forms heads, the weeds appeared, and the owner's servants come to the owner and said, look, you know, you sowed the good seed in your field. Look at all, where'd these weeds come from? And then the owner says, well, an enemy did this. And the servants say, this is so telling. Their servant says, well, we should go and pull those weeds up. And then Jesus, or the master says, no, because if you try to pull up the weeds, you may root up the wheat with it. Let them both grow together, and in the harvest, it'll all become clear. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that even if somebody's taken the law of attraction, using it in a weird way, that's maybe even a selfish or mean-spirited or with some sort of a wrong heart, if you're not careful, we try to attack every possible way that somebody might misuse something, and in so doing, we rip up the truth that's there. And so what I try to do in writing this book is I try to say, look, you may be a little nervous about some of the ways that Byrne and her team address theology. I mean, because they kind of, you know, in the actual book, there's the secret. I mean, there's really no evidence of a God that we would say is personal, or as the Christian God would be portrayed as caring and engaging, protecting, redeeming, creator, that kind of thing. What you really is presented in the book is sort of a reference to the genie Aladdin, the genie from Aladdin. In fact, one of Byrne's team actually says, and let me quote this, remember Aladdin is the one who always asks for what he wants. You've got the genie. Traditions have called it so many things, your guardian angel, your higher self. Put any label on it and choose the one that works best for you, but every tradition has told us there's something bigger than us, and the genie always says one thing, your wish is my command, end quote. And so for the Christian followers, I mean, you know, it's a little disconcerting because we don't talk to genies, and in the Christian tradition there really are no genies, and to suggest that the scripture is to reduce God to the level of existing just to grant wishes for us is counterintuitive from the standpoint that we sort of think, like the psalmist said, know that the Lord is God, it is he who made us, not the other way around, we're his. And so the currency at stake there is who's the initiator of life, God or humans, that kind of thing. So, I mean, I think a lot of Christians get got a little bit famished, thrown by some of the stuff that's in the secret. But what I try to do is say, look, there's really some good stuff here that's helping lots and lots of people. And even though, you know, at the end of the day, we may have some real push-offs from it, philosophically, theologically, anthropologically. In other words, what it says about people, you know, Christians believe from the Christian doctrine that people are fallen and that we need a savior. And so some of those kind of things are not addressed by Byrne and her team because it's a secular work. And so anyway, but going back to your point, I guess what I was trying to say is that I think that there's so much that we can agree on. There's so much common ground for the human race. No matter where you're coming from, no matter what faith you're coming from, there's so much common ground. And we should celebrate that and love that. And even though we may at some point be divergent, I just still think that it shouldn't keep us from respecting and loving and helping each other.
That's absolutely correct. Well said, Ed. And that is so true. It's time for all of us to peel off the layers and, you know, my way's better than your way and all of those things. And that's why I really, and I hope that you will feel this from your heart, I am really honored to be with you tonight.
Thank you.
Because once you understand the higher level of thinking or the higher consciousness, what really truly matters is love, is extending that unconditional love without any form of judgment, without saying my way's better than your way and all that stuff. And it's just very refreshing that I'm able to to participate with that with you.
Well, that's
it's just, it's like a breath of fresh air for me.
Well, that's good. You know, fresh air is a good thing.
That it is. And we're sure fighting for it nowadays, aren't we?
That is exactly right. But that's fodder for another broadcast. Save the planet, for crying out loud.
And there was one area I really wanted to touch bases with you on, and that was integrity and truth.
Okay, good.
Because I believe, you know, truth stems from integrity.
Yes.
And the other equation that kind of intertwines with integrity is honest communication. And I'm noticing more and more of that as we go along in life. You know, I know that for myself, and I'm sure you're probably seeing that as well, is that we're finally starting to break down those walls. And there's a statement I'm always making, even on this radio show. It's not what you say, but it's how you choose to say it.
Yeah.
You can say exactly the same thing, but are you saying it with love and compassion and understanding without pointing fingers or blaming or setting some form of judgment? And
right.
I feel that it's really important to sit down and listen, which is a lost art, so to speak, is the word listen, but really sitting down and listening and communicating with honesty, which allows it allows us to give ourselves permission to be of integrity with truth.
Well said.
I hope I didn't get wild and crazy on you just then.
No, that's well said. I think that, you know, it's very interesting from a even in the Jewish perspective, from the narrative of Genesis, you know, you basically get this idea of humankind at some point having a failure or a fall. And what's so interesting in that failure or fall is how the text juxtaposes this state of innocence up against this place where there's blaming that begins and attacking that begins. And in the state of innocence, it says that man and the woman are naked and they feel no shame. And they're in this marriage union, and there's no sense of shame or no sense of cover-up. But then in the narrative, it begins to talk about how they enter this state of rebellion. And when they enter the state of rebellion, the first thing that they try to do is cover themselves up and hide. And what's interesting about the text is that, you know, presumably the sin that they participate in has to do with eating something. So really the part of their body that sins is their mouth or their hands, but what's interesting is they don't cover up their mouth, they don't cover up their hands. Where they cover up are the parts of their body that are different from each other, and they hide from each other, and then immediately they start blaming each other for the failure. And I think that kind of a story and those images carry through to exactly what you're saying. We're kind of fighting on an individual level, on a social political level, on a economic level. We're always fighting this idea that we don't want to be honest with each other. We don't want to be open with each other. We want to cover up our differences. We want to, instead of celebrate them, we want to hide from each other instead of loving each other. And I think it's a very, very much of a Christ trajectory, idea of wanting to pull people together and cross social economic borders and engage with each other and care for people that are disenfranchised and really begin to pulling people together because every single person has value. I mean, it's Jesus who says to his followers, you want to be like God the Father, he says, then love people who are unlovable, be around people you don't really want to be with, the unkind, the ungrateful. And he says, just like the Father sends sunshine on just and unjust people and rain on people who are holy or unholy, that you're most like the Father when you really incautiously and recklessly celebrate, love, appreciate, connect with, and be with people.
Yes, yes. Hold your thought, because I would like to come back to that, if we may, Ed, because that brought some of the interesting areas in your book as well. I'm getting so many comments from the listeners, and I would like to have the opportunity to share with you some of their comments. And one says, Kickshift says, I believe we are all a work in progress. Perhaps we trip along the way, but as long as you get back up and continue the road of understanding and truth, that is what is important.
Boy, that sure is integrity right there. That hits it on the head. That's exactly, being honest with where you're at and keeping moving forward. Don't get stuck.
Yes, yes. Now it's, and then I am says, I love and believe in Jesus. And Wild Rose says it is not for us to judge, because there's only one that we all will have to face someday, and that is when our day will come. And so I want to thank you, Wild Rose, for that, because you're absolutely correct. It is not any of us to judge each other. We don't have that authority to do so. Let's see. Wild Rose once again says, if you point a finger at someone down there, there are three pointing back at you. Boy, isn't that a...
that is a truism, that's for sure.
Yes. And then here, Higher Self says, yes, kick. The universal spirit knows and recognizes all levels of understanding. I Am says, you must continue with life and try to understand who you are and work within the spirit of who you truly are. Wow, you guys are well said. Thank you for every one of your replies and comments. What do you think about that?
I think those are great thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. I did want to honor them. And let's see, I Am once again says, I am to the highway to heaven. Well, this is exciting for me. I don't know about you.
Go for it. You know, I wonder if we could, you know, one of the other things, I don't know exactly if you were going to ask me about this, but one of the things that I, you know, about the integrity piece is, you know, as we march down the road of truth, you know, you always, what's interesting about truth is that it, in some ways, it polarizes itself. You know, there's for every, you know, for one thing that you say about it, there's another kind of counterpoint to it that just helps to balance it out. And so, for instance, like when you mentioned the idea of having great attitudes or you know, doing things that you experience joy in, that kind of thing. At the same time, you know, if you're not careful, if you're going to maintain integrity, you've got to ask, okay, what does that really look like? For instance, there are two kinds of positive, fun, joyful things. You know, there's the fun of eating what you want while being a couch potato, and then there's the fun of the good health
that
comes
that,
after you participate in the pain of working out and you know, eating right. Or there's the fun of going out each night with your friends, going to movies, playing cards, you know, partying nonstop, and then there's the fun of getting a great job because you suffered through the work of getting an education, reading boring books, you know, writing in agony over those term papers. And sometimes it's important that to maintain integrity, that you realize that human life isn't just avoiding all unpleasantness. I mean, sometimes happiness it has to be pushed off a bit and delayed a bit, and you have to sort of work through things that are maybe feel painful or disappointing, because what ends up happening at the end of the day is that you begin to experience a joy that has a deeper richness because you sort of pushed off the cheap joy and you went after the deeper joy. And the people that just go after the cheap joy, I wonder if they always try to avoid anything that's painful. I sometimes wonder if they're just not human vegetables instead of really experiencing the human experience that has both the good and the bad, the joyful and the hard. But when you do it with integrity, even the hardest places, and you alluded to this earlier, that turns out to be a wonderful thing.
Yes. You bet it does. We have a question here, and it's from Ashburn, and he says, Mr. Gunnar, does the Bible speak of free will and or faith? If so, where?
Well, you know, this is a right gnarly question, and this is something that has beguiled theologians and philosophers since the dawn of time. I will say this, that I think that the Scripture intimates by example, not so much by proof text, but by example, that somehow when human beings engage with the divine, that there's an influence. I mean, you can't help, as you're reading the Scripture, for instance, and you bump across a text like Moses dealing with Yahweh on Mount Sinai. It's in Exodus 32. And Yahweh has vowed to wipe out idolatrous Israel, and he is moved to change his mind because this man, Moses, has this impassioned plea. Or you can't help but, if you're a Scripture lover, keep from rubbernecking over these gut-wrenching cries from this guy, this righteous guy named Hezekiah. He's in Isaiah 38, who's crying out to God for his life after God told him he was going to die that day, and that'll certainly ruin your day. But God saw Hezekiah's heart, and the decree was revoked. So there's story after story after story after story, whether you, as you look in Scripture, that affirms the fact that history unfolds as a real dramatic interaction between God and humanity. So the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean man has, this business of will? We know that somehow human beings involve. I mean, what the philosophers say, well, then God put that in them to do that, and, you know, it becomes a circular argument. But I think for the most part, Christian theology and Orthodox Christian theology would buy into the idea that human beings were given a will, but that the will went wrong when human beings rebelled, and that somehow their will is redeemed in faith. And so it's present. It may be not as powerful as what some would assert to be, but it certainly influences how we live. So the contrary-wise to that, the only other position you can take is that everything's determined, which means it doesn't matter what you do, it's just going to be the way it is anyway, and there's a lot about that that's untenable to most faiths that exist in the world today.
Yes, yes. Wow, I'm amazed because we're getting close to having to say goodbye to you, Ed. I've really, truly enjoyed this interview with you and would like to extend another invitation to you. And
thank you.
Before I do have to say goodnight to you, I'm sure that there were some very important elements that you would like to share with all our listeners this evening. And before I have you do that, please allow me to give the title of this wonderful book, and it's called There Is More to the Secret. And for all the ones in the Pal Talk room, I'm going to hold the book up. There is three books that come together. Is that correct, Ed? All three books come together?
Well, actually, it's one book. You have three copies of it, I think.
Oh, and guess what? I went through all three of them. Isn't that amazing? Don't tell anybody. Well, you know, it's really interesting because obviously I get tons of books, right?
Sure, they're just trying to give them to you so you can give them away. So
Actually, what I'm going to do, because I am going to be opening up a center soon.
Nice.
And I'm actually going to dedicate one room to all my show guests and feature all their books.
Wonderful.
And their 8x10 pictures. And I'll even have them come in from wherever they are to come to the center so I can introduce all my show guests from all these years to all the people.
That's very nice.
Isn't that fun?
That's very cool.
Yes. And I started this almost 3 years ago. And I've actually, so if you'd like to send a picture of yourself, Ed, it will be framed, and it'll even have your little gold plate put on there with your first and last name and the author of and your book. And
very
so
nice.
I
you'll put me on the beautiful man wall, right?
No, I'll actually put them in tape according to when they were on my show. But I also wanted to make sure that I do share your website once again, if we may, and that is www.edg as in good, UN as in Nancy, GOR.com. And I invite all the listeners, and I have the link listed as well for all the Pal Talk people. It'll take you directly to my show page. I have a wealth of information about Ed and his wonderful book. You can also click onto his website from my show page, and it'll take you right directly to his personal website. On that note, Ed, I know that there's probably some more thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners before I have to say goodnight, so I'm going to let you do that, okay?
Wonderful. Let me reiterate why I wrote the book, There's More to the Secret, which is really a response to Rhonda Byrne's best-selling book, The Secret, and the DVD and book that they wrote as a team, her and her team. And even though I said I'm really a fan, I'm not an uncritical fan. I'm unabashedly a Christ follower, and am very, very, and have been tethered to Christian Orthodoxy all of my life. That's where my study has been, along with philosophy and religion. Even though I love some of the things they said about the idea of positive thinking and controlling your thoughts and realizing how that can impact your life, I did have a number of issues that were problematic for me. One was theological, we already addressed, about what they say about God. Another one of the issues that I kind of wanted to address was the issue that the law of attraction is presented in Byrne's work as though it's something very sovereign, that it's almost as if it's the only thing that's out there that matters. And what I think that all of us, I don't think they intended to do any of these overstatements. It's just that I wanted to address that because there's no one truth that overweighs or outweighs everything else. There's so many truths in our lives and in God's world that some in some ways mitigate each other. For instance, if you have you can believe in the law of farming, law of sowing and reaping, and it's wonderful, and you sow a seed into the ground, you're going to reap a harvest. But every farmer knows that if you have a bad storm or a cold season or a Katrina that hits your farm, it's going to change how things happen. And whenever you embrace any thought or any truth, you have to be open to the idea that there are other truths that bump up against it and try to keep learning. Like one of your listeners said, get back up, keep moving forward, don't ever get stuck, keep growing and learning. Another issue that was really difficult for me in the piece was that I thought that some ways the secret was kind of a dark secret, is that there was some chatter that everything that you attract in your life, if you really believe that that's a sovereign thing, that means that you're even attracting bad things. And though I think that's true in some ways, they left it open in a way that I thought, ooh, it made me a little nervous, because if you're not careful when you say people attract even the bad to them, you've got to ask questions like, well, wait a minute, what about the Holocaust? Or is it really possible that 6 million Jews attracted that to themselves? Or Hiroshima, or Bodhi, Rwanda, AIDS babies, the innocents killed in 9/11, children born with crack babies, that sort of thing. And I don't think that they really intended that, but there's room for that. So I addressed all those kind of issues in that, but probably my biggest thing I'd like to leave with you, and I love this particularly about people of faith, is that, sometimes when you talk about this issue of the law of attraction or about positive thinking, a lot of times people only talk about it from the standpoint of wealth and health and that sort of thing. And almost nothing is said about the idea of using positive thinking or the law of attraction for anything altruistic, like the good of others. It's kind of used to entice a lust almost for more. And even though I think it's wonderful to have things, I like things, I think God created things, I don't think that our purpose in life is ever really fulfilling if we're just after things. And certainly a perusal of Scripture reveals that a life of having everything you want is kind of a small life. That if you live for self, here's what's icky, if you just live for self, then the world's only a place for taking. It's a place where you're competing with others, where you want more stuff, the one-upping, overcoming, conquer each other kind of place, or survival of the fittest kind of place, and all of a sudden polls matter most, and youthfulness matters most, beauty matters most. The poor, the weak, unbeautiful people, handicapped people, aged people, anything less than a 10, people like that get discarded in a world like that. But as a Christ follower, Jesus never really modeled anything but an others orientation. Not that I'm selfish, I'm here to grab all the marbles I can. And his position was to live a life for others. And our goal as believers is not to live big, grabbing all we can, but our goal is to trust God to live big in us for the good of other people, and for those especially that are less fortunate than us. And the bottom line is that if you have everything you want and you don't have faith, you're just going to feel nothing. I mean, the scriptures claim that God has put eternity in the hearts of people. Crudely stated, that means there's some sort of a God hole in us, a thing that needs faith, and that can only be filled with God himself. And so I wrote the book basically to share. Thank you, Rhonda Byrne and your team, for, you know, waking us up and rethinking some wonderful ways that they presented the idea that thoughts matter and that you can be positive and it changes your life. But there are some, there's more to it. And make sure that as you focus these things, your direction isn't just for self, and that you really are thinking appropriately about yourself and others around you and God himself.
Yes. Oh, Ed, that was so incredibly well said. Let me just read real quick some of the comments that were coming in, if I may. There was a really, really good one that I wanted to make sure that I shared with you. Give me just a moment. I'm having to scroll through this. Oh, my goodness. I apologize. Oh,
that's okay. You know, one of the things that I have a friend of mine wrote this poem. Let me read it to you while you're looking that up. I think captures it. You know, there's nothing on this planet, I think, that quenches the God thirst of the human soul. And you know, it was Henry David Thoreau that wrote that. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. I think he was talking about people that have that God thirst in them. And I think one of the reasons that The Secret has been so popular is because I think there's a lot of people in our culture, American culture, that think they want more things when really they want something deeper than that, something in their souls.
Right.
And this old friend of mine wrote this, and I think it captures the God thirst thing so sweetly. And it says, "He is the security you seek in money. He is the high you seek in alcohol. He is the ecstasy you seek in sex. He is the health you seek in doctors. He is the song you seek in music. He is the dance you seek in the clubs. He is the beauty you seek in travel. He is the wisdom you seek in books. He is the peace you seek in worry. It is Jesus whom you seek."
Yes. Well, there's comments like, that was my problem with The Secret. Yes, I heard it was geared towards materialism. Jesus is indeed my life. Let's see. I will have to say, Ed, I can tell you comfortably that the listeners really enjoyed having you on this show.
Well, thank you so much.
They have been extremely active, and a lot of very positive comments have been made. And so we honor you. We honor all the work that you are doing out there, and we're so glad that you were willing to come and share with all of us. We do indeed appreciate it.
Well, thank you, May. I was just very delighted to be here. And thank you for taking the time and caring. I really appreciate that.
Yes, one more real quick. I believe Jesus lived his life to show us the truth of how to live our lives, how to think and be towards others, and knew that he was to take, that he was to take on his life suffering for getting his message across. Did we listen? Yes, I did. Good and bad is a matter of perspective and situations. Anyway, thank you, Ed. Anytime I can be of support to you, and if you anytime want to come back onto this show, you're always very welcomed.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. So we'll say good night to you, and we look forward once again to speak with you.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. Good night. Wow, was that ever... I just wanted to share with all of you real quickly that you actually... I really want to point this out to all of you. We are going to be going on a break here real soon. I ask that all of you stay tuned. We got Carrie O'Connor coming on to the show. We're going to have 2 hours full of readings that's going to be done. So get your call-in numbers ready. You'll have to call in to the radio station to receive your readings. But I will tell you, this woman can put out some information I haven't quite met an individual that can really pull some information forward, and she does. She will give you a lot of information very quickly. So I'd like for all of you to get in on this. And real quick, I want to really bring this to you guys' attention. What we're seeing here is from all the work and effort that each and every one of us has been doing. We're seeing that our ways of understanding is being taught now in the churches. They're being taught with this understanding of the higher consciousness, the universal laws, all of it. And I am just so privileged to get to know every one of you. And let this be a testament to all of you for all the great works that each and every one of you have done, for all the sacrificings and all the whatever. You know what I'm saying to every one of you. And we got to see it unfold on this show this evening. So on that note, we are going to go on a break, and we're going to be back in about 3 minutes, okay? So hang tight with me. Welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani. This is the time for celebration. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, USA, 877-270-8714. For Canada, the number is 888-861-3519, and our direct lines are same area code 530-876-9026 or 876-3223 and 413-4515. And boy, am I ever excited. This has been a show that I've envisioned for quite some time, and it's finally here, and you guys are going to be so excited, very thrilled. So get ready, get your pens out and something to write with, because you're definitely going to need it this evening. But before I bring on our next guest, please allow me to share some background information with each of you. Now, our guest's name is Carrie O'Connor. She is a psychic medium and a clairvoyant master. She will share her intuitive readings and her astonishing ability to energetically read a person's life stories to an extraordinary degree. Carrie has been a featured psychic medium via various forms, including cable TV, NBC TV, newspaper articles, and popular radio programs. Carrie has her own weekly call-in radio show, Lightstream Live, TM, Coast to Coast on 96.9 FM WBLQ, and can also be heard on News for the Soul and Seen Beyond on KEST 1450 AM San Francisco. And why I'm so incredibly honored to have this young lady with us tonight is that you will quickly learn the passion and the dedication that this young lady has, not only to her own soul, but to each and every one of you out there. And I have observed this young lady, and I'm always lost for words when I'm in her presence. So without further delay, please, let's all give Carrie O'Connor a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Leilani. How are you? It's great to be on the show.
I'm great and excited and nervous all at the same time because I got you on my show.
I'm so happy to be on your show. It's been a while under the works, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And you know what? I stayed right on top of it the whole time, and here we are, you and I, finally.
That's right. Power of creation, isn't it? Co-creation.
Yes, it is. Before we get moving forward, Carrie, please share your personal website with our listeners, if you would.
Sure. It is www.carrie O'Connor.com.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Want to share with our listeners as well this evening is that Carrie O'Connor has maintained a powerful educational and lifelong interaction directly with spirit. Carrie's dedication to this partnership continues to expand and refined her astonishing abilities to energetically read a person's life stories to an extraordinary degree. And if you noticed, I brought that up one more time to each and every one of you, and you all will soon find out very quickly yourselves. But, Carrie, before we move further with the show, is share with us some of your events, classes that you're teaching, if you would.
Absolutely. We are doing the body temple class. Actually, I'm excited. We're going out west. We're hitting Seattle, and early August, and I do the I'm doing a mediumship, developing the mediumship abilities class, and also a divine empowerment, getting in touch with the angel inside of you. And we're also starting to think, take our class teleclasses, so then people from all around the world can tap into the telephone if they can't be on the East or West Coast. We also do the body template class and the master grid class. And the body template class and the master grid class are for they're full-day classes, and they're for strengthening our energetic bodies to hold more of our frequencies, so then we can have our energy recalibrate itself and balance itself out so we can live the life that we want to be living in. It goes beyond The Secret. The Secret, it's a wonderful, everyone's The Secret's the buzzword around the world right now, and sometimes people wonder what's going on when The Secret doesn't work, and the body temple class and the master class helps us get to core belief systems that can be in our subconscious that's blocking our living our most divine life. So those, I'm all about empowering ourselves to get into core belief systems that can be blocking us from living the life that we should be living. I believe every single one of us are masters. We all came down here to step into that mastery and to help each other remember that is what we're doing right now. And I know that's what you're doing around the world, and I appreciate your work, Leilani, because I know you you touch a lot of people. So I'm excited to do that with the classes.
Thank you so much. Now, you mentioned teleclasses, and
yes.
Now, would they be able to find this information on your website?
Absolutely. And actually, we're doing a free teleclass, an absolutely free teleclass, on July 29th at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So it's 10:30 my time right now, so I forget about the time change. But I'm excited about doing that. That one's about the sacred brain and getting into what I see our brain is flipping and evolving to is the whole brain. We start understanding about whole thinking. Any teachers out there understand the value of whole thinking. Now we're going to whole brain, which helps us step out of duality. And that's a free teleclass. And, yes, absolutely. On my website, carrieoconnor.com, you're able to find all the information out.
Oh, excellent. And my admin is also posting up your website. I invite all our listeners as well to my show page. You'll find that I have a wealth of information about Carrie as well listed there. I invite each of you to actually participate with Carrie O'Connor with her teller classes. Now, you've heard it here. She has shared with all of you this evening that she does have a free teleclass coming up here on July the 29th. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Excellent.
July 29th.
Now, I'm going to ask that my callers please be patient. I'm very aware that you are there with me. I'm going to give out the numbers one more time, if I may. And those numbers are, for the USA, is toll-free 877-270-8714. Canada is 888-861-3519. Our direct lines, same area code, 530. Here they are, 876-9026, 876-3223. Or 413-4515. Okay, so Carrie, what do you think? Is there any other things that you would like to cover before we start connecting with our callers?
So, you know what, Leilani? I think that I will quickly go over how I read, when I read, I talk very fast. So what I just got urged to do is act like I am having a private session with everybody. And so this is the rules that you would get in a packet of information if you were to have a private session. And so what I'd like to let people know is when I'm talking about somebody giving you an olive branch, because I'm a medium, the olive branch means asking for forgiveness. And also if I tell you that they're handing you number, smell, or birds, that's a way for people to connect with you afterwards through number, smells, or birds. So people that have crossed over can connect with you. And also, if they're yelling out a lot of names quickly, because, again, I get information very quickly, I don't want to stop at a name and say, okay, Susie, we got to figure out who Bill is. I'd rather give you more information than have you think about who Bill is later And so if they're yelling out a bunch of names, it could be somebody that is crossed over that you didn't feel particularly close to, like a grandfather that died when you were two, but he wants you to know that he's in and around you, and so, or somebody that's live and well, and your grandfather wants to let you know, hey, I didn't get to meet Bill, but I want you to know, yes, I do know Bill is in and around you, or somebody coming into your life, or the fat of your family, and that means your circle, too. If family can be our best friends and our and everyone knows what their circle is.
Yeah.
And also, that's one part of the reading. And also, they drop mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, half-brother, half-sister. So if somebody comes in and they say that they're your father, and they're bringing the two other fathers, that's father-in-law and also godfather, or somebody that was like a father to you. And also, it doesn't have to be a technical marriage for me, a committed relationship. The people will come in as far as a married to me. So it would be an in-law energy, and so I like to remind people of that. And also, I like to remind people, because I see this around the world, that a lot of people think if they did not meet the person, especially when it comes into in-laws and partners, moms and dads, that if they didn't meet them, that they don't know who they are, and we got it so wrong. They absolutely know who they are. They see when we get connected, they see when we get married, they see when we have kids, they see when we break up. So a lot of times mediumship is about healing, and that's what that is all about. So the healing, the olive branches, where they can see where they've wished they did stuff on the different side. So that's one part of the reading as far as the mediumship part, but I also read the energy field, which means I look on purpose for blocks in the energy field, and I like to remind people I am purposely looking for blocks, going and clearing and recalibrating the energy and connecting it to the parts of the energy that is whole and fine and healed. So I like to remind people that I am going for the blocks, and I'm purposely talking about the blocks, but I never want anyone to think, oh my God, she talked about my whole left side being flat, and that's what you walk around with, a flat left side all through your energy field. I'm looking for a layer that's showing me where could be holding a block that is blocking you from holding your life potential, money coming in, relationship, all of that stuff. So I do like to remind people that, again, I'm going for the blocks, knowing and reconnecting and recalibrating. And when I read you, I like to remind people that even if it's a 2-minute reading down to a 5-minute reading, that it is an energy exchange, in that to drink a lot of water, it's to like act like you had an energy session, because we are exchanging energies for the highest and the best, and that reading can go on. It's like a tuning fork, and it can recalibrate your energy for up to days afterwards.
Okay, and I've actually prepped them as well prior to you coming
good.
On to the show. And
oh, good.
I'm sure you probably put out a lot more information a lot quicker than I do, but a lot of them have also received readings from me as well, and I usually put out a lot of information in a short period of time. That
yep.
said, I would like to ask of you as well, just before I have to say goodnight to you, Carrie, if
mm-hmm.
you would honor me as well, is
Absolutely.
Letting me know the areas that I need to work on or whatever that may be.
Absolutely,
on that note, are we ready to take our first caller?
Absolutely.
All right. So we've got Grace on line 2. Grace, are you with us?
Hi, how you doing? I am. I'm with you. Yes.
Oh, welcome to the show, Grace. What state are you calling from, if you would?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you ask your question with Carrie, and I'm going to step to the side.
Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome.
Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I am doing fine, thank you.
Good. Do you have a question, huh?
Yes, I'd like to know if anything that you could give me on my real natural family, any information that you might have spiritually that you might be able to see to tell me about?
Yeah, okay. What I'm seeing is a biological paternal grandfather comes in, and he also brings in a great-grandfather. He also shows me that there's a big distance, so that they moved it could be a distance. It's not good. It looks like it's from a different country, and there's a big move, is the paternal great-grandfather saying, and he comes in as far as
talking about paternal grandfather, and that goes down to dad's lineage. And so what they are talking about, first of all, I always see Grace, that, and I love the name Grace because it, you hold that energetically well, that you're full of grace. And also the paternal grandfather is pointing to your thymus, and that's what I call the high heart love. So he puts his hand on your high, on your thymus to open that up, to have the child in you that wonders about the family of origin, and he's giving you, he's cutting ties in the, your back fibers to cut you free from the child's wondering about that. He's talking about the dad, on dad's side of the family, there was addiction and addiction problems, and he talks about that. The addiction ends up being, what I see as far as addiction, it's separation from source, and so he is, stands there, and he comes to guide you and to help you. He also says that there's lineage of helpers and healers that they didn't, weren't able to be supported and live out their full potential, so they could have gotten to addictive patterns. But I want to remind you what addiction patterns mean to me. It does not mean, always mean drugs and alcohol. It could be the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, where they get stuck in a limited mind where they feel like they can't live out their full potential, and or I call it like the time to make the donut shuffle. So that's one of the biggest addictions that go around the world, that we don't live out our potential. So an addiction pattern is what the grandfather is here to say, that you come in here with full of grace, coming in from the heart to transmute, and you're able to break the generational patterns on both sides for you to overcome those things that could kind of stick you behind. So if somebody says, no, you can't do it, or let's say, for example, you want to be a singer, or you want to give voice, or you're a bridger energy. You have a big bridge over your head, so you like to bridge one group of people with the other. You also have, when I see green coming out of somebody's hands, you have natural healing ability. And also he puts up the, he keeps on putting the hands up to your throat, and so he's talking about, you don't have a physical sore throat right now or going through some sinus infection, right? My throat's been bothering me the last couple of days a little bit. Okay, I could be picking up on that too. All right, and I want to state that does not mean a disease, right, but what he's talking about when he's putting throat, the green to the throat is, A, he wants you to know that he's in and around you enough to let you know that your throat, he's aware that your throat has been bothering you for the last couple of days, but also the green is going in to help recalibrate the energy as far as the throat and the throat chakra and speaking out, going down to the heart to get to your heart's desires, and also as far as that the family comes in here, especially those that are in spirit, as lineage to back you up for you to speak up and to have your dreams, and also pay attention to seeing the numbers 333, because he gives you a lot of 333s. Also, what he keeps on doing is giving you a full, like, Indian headdress, and there's also some sort of Indian in the family, but it doesn't have to be native Indian. It could be like when I go to Peru or Cuba or Mexico, there's some sort of shamanism up, down, and back of that lineage, but there's a part that the line gets broken. So there's a part that you're here to get your rightful inheritance, and that's like to claim your mastery. So claiming your mastery is we get that from within ourselves, and then we start expanding that department. And you're really, he's talking about the last 3 years of clearing out feng shui, a lot of stuff physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, also going at saying a good job. Oh, especially he wants to emphasize a 3 month going over the hump period. And also when I get into September, he's having you slide symbolically down on like a sled down the think of saying we with snow flying. So that means to me that's having fun, making a major leap, going over a major leap, and remembering to say we, which is having fun in life, and really feeling like you're navigating the sled, symbolically, the sled in life. And I like to see when people have the ability to, when I see it as symbolically 2 feet drive, so think of like a car where you're able to drive with 2 feet, and also with, think of a horse with the reins, you're able to navigate with 2 feet. That's what we're going into, the whole brain, and you're really being trained to do that 2 feet driving. So what does that mean? That means not getting stuck in your, in the head of the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and get stuck into what do I do now? We're going back in to, that's like the angel brain is what I call it, the homoluminous, the angel brain. So the family lineage comes in with patterns of healing that were broken, so you're stepping into that. Again, pay attention to threes. The threes also mean a lot of angels around you too. And also I see that you're a very old soul, and he's having you, especially, again, having you use your voice, especially over the summer, and you feel like you're back at the reins, and you have them standing behind you to help you. He also keeps them pointing to your head, and so pay attention to feeling light stuff flicking your head, touching your hair, especially on your right side. Okay, thank
wow.
you.
Wow. You're welcome, Greg.
That was fast. I appreciate it. Okay. Just one question, you're allowed?
Sure.
Oh, can I just ask one more very quick?
Yes.
I have a twin sister, and just wanted to know anything for the future for us both spiritually.
For you and for your sister spiritually, or both? I missed the question.
For both of us.
Okay. All right. Think of where, as far as with the twin sister, the grandfather says the same with her, so your twin sister comes in as far as a huge mirror for you guys to help each other, especially the whole thing from now until, think of June, July, August is a huge period for both of you guys to feng shui, to clear out physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and fill in is what he's talking about. Fill out, clear out stuff that are, like, weighing you down, and even that means clean out your bedroom, clean out the drawers, clean out physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and that, again, goes toward your sister, and also think he's having you, when it goes back to the green healing in the throat, that your sister has that green healing ability too, and especially the throat is about teaching and bridging. So she's also got that bridger thing where you guys complement each other. So think about the green is the natural teacher, helper, healer, counselor. So you guys could go out and bridge one group of people to another. So start fine-tuning what does that mean to you, because you could take this really far. When I see a runway in front of somebody's feet, that means that they could go out into the world with this and help and heal. So you're breaking generational patterns and stepping into your healing abilities and teaching and bridging abilities, and we need that right now. Everybody could, we're in an inclusive, real huge growth period, so everyone counts. And so you and your sister going out there, and you guys blend each other, you got a really yin-yang relationship energy-wise going on there, so that you guys, that supports you guys energetically, and then it really get down to the, use the next 3 months to really get down to the nitty-gritty, to write stuff out of what it means for you to what would you bring out to the world to teach, to blend, to bring out to the world, right? But that also pay attention in over the next 3 months of even being at the hair salon and somebody doing your nails and somebody say, hey, Grace, you know when you had the friend that did that and she drove you nuts, what did you do to get over that? That's a teacher. That's a, you said, well, I decided that I wasn't going to drain my energy with her, and so you that's teaching and that's counseling. And so I'm seeing, pay attention to those opportunities that you have right now that are being handed to you, and then they have you that have the people come more to you and more to you. You know, you're going to find the people get magnetically drawn to your energy fields and that of your sisters.
Thank you, honey.
Wow.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Grace, for calling in.
It was a
blessings
pleasure.
To you. We hope we've
okay.
served you well. I real quick want to remind all our listeners this evening that you can actually go onto my show page and click onto my program archives and listen to the show as many times as you would like. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that you guys all understood that, and they are free to you, so feel free to not only listen to this show again, but and listen to all the other broadcasts as well. So on that note, we would like to welcome Tim on line 4 to the show, please.
Hello.
Hi, Tim, and thank you for your patience. We appreciate it. What state are you calling from, please?
The great state of Hawaii.
Oh, my goodness. Aloha.
Aloha.
You sound punk, Harry. I'm all excited.
No,
I'm going to go ahead and let you ask your question, Tim, but thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Leilani and Carrie. Aloha.
Aloha
and
to you, Tim.
I had a question about an alternative engine that I'm making to retrofit into regular combustion engine cars, and I just
okay.
So
you said an alternative something into cars, Tim?
An alternative power plant for cars, yes.
Oh, okay, cool, okay. And what is the significance of this past May? Because I'm looking at 555s around you. Also pay attention to father-in-law coming in, giving you the 555s as far as like the high fives, and that is on dad's side of the family. But he's also bringing in paternal great-grandfather too, and the great-grandfather. So the guys are coming in as far as wanting to back and support you and going into the what he keeps on bringing me, the father and father-in-law brings me to the this May of this, did you do completion, pack it up, package it up, because he showed me May where I'm seeing a package with a gold bow around it. So he wants to emphasize this May in particular. If it doesn't, why does he keep on bringing me to May, Tim?
I don't know.
Okay, he's showing me middle of May with a gold bow on it. So think of that, the whole power thing, what you're, excuse me?
2008, May of 2008?
Nope, this is something significant, so I want you to review, because when they're insistent, usually I don't ask people when I'm reading, when they're insistent on this May, because when they stamp down their foot and they like won't let me go anywhere else, it's like they want to be insistent that you remember this May, that there's something significant, around, a turning point at the middle of this May, to go back into, not beat your head about this May, but there's some significant point, good, excellent turning point at this May that's in the middle of May, and it's on, they're showing me about May 15th to 19th, so I literally would go out later and get my calendar and see what was going on around that time, see who did I meet, who did I see, who did I run into, what was going on as far as with my whole project, because they're talking about that being a very major turning point, and also people in connection, so who was around you, who you're connected to, what were you reading about the connections, that was significant turn point where the family members were coming in and giving you help and giving you connection part, because now from this May to next May of 2008, I see people coming in to support your, it's all about connections and getting connected connections, and again, something that started in May, so you might have not seen the physical people coming in to connect and to bridge this yet, but you're going to, because this, again, they keep on having May as the turning point, and to have your arms open with this, and there's the men that want to take the credit for that as far as helping support you with this, because it's a good idea, and also when they keep on saying there's a finishing touch, and they keep on having that gold ribbon, then they turn that gold ribbon into symbolically going for the goal like the Olympics, and so they're really emphasizing you put your soul, blood, and your energy into this, and so that's, you're going for the gold with this, and so they're there's a point in May also when I see the earth behind somebody, that the earth is more ready and open for it. And so all the timing is right as far as, in particular, again, this past May. So the acceleration is on as far as people getting connected to this, and also attention, I can't emphasize, they keep on talking about connections, 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 going down to those people that you meet in the grocery store, down to the health food store, down to just all connecting in different and odd places. And also they're talking about who's the big J, it's in Jessica, there's a female with big hair, is what your grandfather's talking about, and he's not being disrespectful to the hair, but it's kind of funny because she just has big hair, that she has connection through her husband or something like that. So pay attention in August of some female connected to you meeting a Jessica that could be helpful with your plan. So you got full steam ahead on this, and when I see the earth on somebody's shoulders, that means, again, that you're getting a big go and that the earth is ready for it more than it was even in the beginning of the year. But the earth has been giving you the ideas, and the archangels, and especially Archangel Uriel. It's interesting because I didn't know Uriel would be involved with car alternative things, but it's Uriel in particular that wants to bring in help. So when you're feeling a little frustrated, call in Archangel Uriel and Gabriel. Gabriel's the bringer of good news. This is all about bridging and connection, and again, this is going to be well received. And so there's a major turning point in May that you might not see in the physical world right now, but you're going to see exactly what's going to happen as the months go on, and especially by the time it gets to May 2008.
Mahalo.
Wow, mahalo to you, Tim. How's home?
Home is great. It's very sunny and about 85 degrees, and the wind is blowing about 25 to 30 miles an hour, and it's just a beautiful sight.
Oh, well, Tim, next time you go to the ocean, can you please throw a Pimeria flower out in the ocean for me?
No problem.
Oh, mahalo.
Mahalo to you, and thanks for having
Terry
on the show.
Thank you. I am honored. I'm honored to have home call. This is so cool for me. Anyway, I hope we have served you well, Tim, and many blessings to you.
You did, and many blessings to you, and go out and plant a nice garden this summer.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. And remember, Tim, you can go back on my show page with BBS Radio and click on to Program Archives, and you can listen to the same show over and over again, okay, if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you very much, and mahalo to you, and enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
And you as well. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's so cool. I got a call from Hawaii. Anyway, pardon me, Carrie. I just want to remind all our listeners this evening that if you go onto my show page, you can click on to Program Archives and listen to the show over and over again if you'd like. I do invite all of you. You'll find a lot of show archives there, and go back and listen to those shows as well. On that note, we would like to invite Marilyn from Illinois on line two, please.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marilyn?
Yes, hi.
Welcome to the show, and thank you for your patience for holding.
Thanks.
I'll just go ahead.
Hi, Carrie.
Yes, Marilyn.
Can you hear me
okay?
I'm pretty good. I was hoping that if I just asked for a general reading that you could help me that way.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Marilyn. First thing I'm seeing is that the ladies are coming in first, and they're also talking about the maternal grandmother brings in the paternal grandmother, but the paternal grandmother is doing this my sign. When I see people hold each other like good old buddies, so imagine people holding with their arms around each other. That means to me that there were very two different ladies, possibly could have not even known each other, or that there was space that separated them. And so when I see them coming in together like that, they means that they come together when they come in and around you, and they also want to recognize the other mother. They also want to call out to Ruth, and they also are talking about Barbara and want to recognize Barbara, and they're even going out to Barbara Streisand, but I feel that that's like a great aunt off to the side, and please go to middle names too. They also want to recognize the other Mary in and around you, and also they're bringing in the other mother, but if you have mother in spirit too, or godmother, mother-in-law, that kind of mother energy, because they're bringing in the other mother.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Okay, all right. This is it. Please think about it, because when they point to the younger person, I want to be clear with this, that does not mean that mom is dying, but they're bringing in the other mother that they want to make a big deal about. And so that's either like a three grandmother things, as far as sometimes we have a step grandmother that's younger that we don't get to meet the grandmother, but there's another grandmother coming in, but they're making a deal about it, especially when they call about to call it out to the other mother. And again, they want to make, there's something about a Barbara Streisand connection. They also want to go back to the past, as far as they're showing me when she did that show when she got arrested and got in trouble and her father was the judge. I forget what that show is, but they're showing me that show in particular. So think about why they'd be putting that in my head. But part of this is a connection. But the grandmothers with honor, especially because you don't feel very connected to them, they want you to know that they are in and around you, because they show me disconnect. So you could have physically been separated them since you were younger, and so you don't think about them, or they don't really come into your head a lot. And so they want you to know that they want to say, hey, guess what, Marilyn, we are in and around you, and they want you to know that they're here to clear matters of the heart. They're also showing you rocking a baby, and it's like holding a little baby that looks like a girl, but it's not a granddaughter coming or anything like that, or a daughter coming. It's more of you rebirthing yourself, Marilyn, where you're going in parts of your life, especially where they're showing me the last 4 years in particular, and going the last 4 months, 4 days, 4 weeks, and over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, where it is really important for us to rebirth and call back those parts of us that have been wounded or hurt or traumatized. And the traumatizing does not have to be a horrific being molested kind of energy for us to have traumatized. We all have had traumatic stuff happening to our energy field, especially because you're very sensitive. And so they're emphasizing the last 4 years that you're getting down to the nitty gritty to making new Maryland. So you're clearing off all the departments. And that means physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, cleaning out, clearing out. And so the ladies come in to bring you that extra nurturing. That's why they bring in the extra mother for the matters of the heart. And so you're going to be, and especially over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, feel the
nurturing. Also, they keep on pointing to your ears. Do you hear high buzzing in your ears once in a while?
Sometimes, well, yeah, I do.
Okay, pay attention to feeling it more, especially since April, because when I see big Q-tips, that means to me, it does not mean you have tinnitus, it means that means high angels are in and around you, Marilyn, because they really want to give you credit for you doing, again, they keep on showing me rocking the baby, and it's more of not calling you a baby or being childish. This is very sacred to do a soul retrieval, to bring back those parts of us that have had trauma in the past, that you're bringing back those empowered parts, and again, they keep on wanting to go back the last 4 years because this is where you're preparing over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months. And also they want you to journal and also pay attention to the number 444, and you're going to be bombarded. You're going to look at the clock. It's going to be 444. You're going to look at license plates, all of that kind of stuff. They're going to bombard you with 444. Also, when I see them handing you honeysuckle, it's about resurrection, and that's, again, it's like a feeling of born again, reborn, born, like going from, you're going from one level, I call it, going from the elevator 3 to the elevator 4, and that you'll be smelling lilies too. So pay attention to smelling lilies, and there's no lilies around. Also pay attention to seeing hummingbirds or even seeing cards of hummingbirds on them or hearing the word hummingbird. And hummingbird is all about medicine, and indigenous tribes are all, it's all about joy all year round, not just once in a while. And also, Marilyn, what the ladies are coming in to have you do when I see an infinity 8 around your heart, it's like wanting to give you balance, where part of the message on the lady's side is to serve everybody else before you serve yourself. And so you're here to understand that there's balance, and if you serve, and serving means there's all different kind of serving, but if we do it when we're tired, when we help another person when we're tired, or that somebody says, I want to go to the movies, or can you do this for me, and you're at your wit's end of being tired and you want to scream, no, I can't, and you do it anyway, that's not being balanced as far as serving somebody, because you're not serving yourself first. And when somebody has a natural teacher, helper, healer energy field, it's not easy for us to say, no, I cannot do that. And so going back to the ladies are talking about really going, clearing out issues of the heart, that you come more in balance of you're serving yourself, which has you hear that high pitch. That high pitch gets the static out. Think about it, it's a radio station, and all, we all communicate via energy and frequency. And so you're around, when you hear the high pitch, that's high frequency. It's not only family members, it also includes angels and guides. In that, as you again clear out, you're going to feel more aligned, and that's her natural state of wanting to feel that way, because we feel happier, our breath goes down, we feel more of aligned, we electromagnetically start attracting stuff that we want as far as our heart's desires. And so they're really talking about getting a lot of that static out, and you're going to be seeing the results of that in your life. And especially when they're showing me you in 4 years from now, when you look back at this time, even 4 years from now, I mean right now that we're here, and never mind 4 years ago from now, that it seems like you've lived two lifetimes in one lifetime. So they're congratulating on this to you, because they want to go back to when I'm talking about soul retrieval here, from when you were 4 years old, where you pretty much learned that you had to do stuff all by yourself. And again, it doesn't have to be, when I'm looking at your root chakra, which is the bottom one, which is connected to home and family, I'm seeing it, there's a split in the root chakra when you're 4 years old. That could be a move, that could be another sibling being born, or a sibling being born a year, 2 years before, and then they're up and becoming more of a person to our psyche because they're not a baby anymore. And also it shakes up your world, because, and that's enough for you, for us to, where you learned that you had to have a lot of responsibility, pull yourself up again by your own bootstraps. So that's where the balance of letting the four-year-old have play. A four-year-old is a child, and a four-year-old should be allowed to play and have fun, not to have extra responsibility, because you come in as an old soul responsible anyway. So to you as a child, they wouldn't have had to say, Marilyn, don't steal, don't pull hair, don't push, don't do that stuff. They wouldn't have to say that to you. And because you already come in with that knowing, that's the old soul energy. So major, major, major changes that is goes along the lines of soul retrieval, Marilyn, last 4 years. The ladies are coming in to connect, because part of where I'm seeing as far as disconnect, and also they're pointing to your, are you familiar with the set chakras, Marilyn?
Yes.
Okay. They're pointing to the second one, second chakra in particular, and the root chakra. And second one, even the past of, had you have had issues in the past before with ovarian cyst or bad cramps or that kind of stuff?
No, not too bad. Lower back herniated disc not too long ago.
Okay, okay. Because what they're, yeah, I see that way as far as with the back part, but they also want to emphasize that that also goes to the uterus. And so you know how, or maybe you don't know this, because you could have a cyst and it could be reabsorbed, and so you don't have to have to get it operated on. So they could go out and they could get they could cause some slight pain and then they go back in, and so they reabsorb themselves. So just think of that. The lower back pain is indicative of what we're talking about, right? As far as serving everybody else besides yourself, and you're learning balance with that. Have been learning it, and also goes back to that 4-year-old that has had felt like her her foundation was shaky. And again, it doesn't have to be a huge traumatic event for it to be traumatic to you, to your 4-year-old little soul there. And so that's when we retrieve those places. Think of the lower back stuff as far as being has to do with the first and second chakras, and that also goes over to where I'm seeing you, and especially when it goes into where they keep on talking about cysts, and even if they're absorbed cysts. I used to, one time I happened to go to the doctors where they happened to do an ultrasound, and I'm seeing my face of your face, and I was very asymptomatic. It just happened to be where they saw a cyst on my ovary, and it was on my left ovary. That represents the feminine side. That represents the past. That represents nursing old wounds, so having old things happen to me in the past that were painful, that my body was still having bodily memory of, that I was releasing. And so when I see my face over somebody's face, it's like your body could have had that in the past. Again, going to the back, I've had back stuff that I've had to turn around too, but part of that is feeling like you have the weight on the world, going back to that old soul part, going into the last 4 years of you really turning around, going into, they keep on talking about rocking the baby, so the girl that you're rocking is like the new Marilyn that has to do. The new Marilyn is the recovered parts of the Marilyn that has had to put herself last, or put parts of her creativity off on the shelf, and so you're bringing those parts back to yourself, and that's really healing for you, profoundly healing, especially for you, the back. And then you feel like the Herculean Marilyn that feels like she's on top of the world is what I'm hearing. So that's very good. And the ladies are coming in because there's a part where I'm hearing all by myself, and there's a part where you've done this a lot by yourself, and that you're used to pulling yourself up by your bootstraps by yourself. Do you recognize that within yourself?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And also that goes to lower back issues, and also it could go to when I hear the Kit Kat song, when am I going to get a break? Give me a break, you know, give me a break from that Kit Kat bar. And also when I see overdue stamp, this is long overdue, Marilyn. This is where the ladies are coming in and saying, I know, they keep on showing me that they live very far, or they appear far from you. So again, you might not have felt very connected to them, or they could have even appeared very kind of cold, and everyone's off in their own world doing their own thing. That goes to all by myself, because I hear your energy field singing all by myself. And so there again is a 4-year-old, but by the time you're 4, you got the message that I have to pull myself up by my own bootstraps. I better not complain a lot. I got to serve everybody else before I serve myself, and this is my lot in life. But then there's a part of your energy that said, no, 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 this is not the way it's supposed to be. No, no, no. And then especially the last 4 years, but I'm looking at a 12-year cycle, but the 4 years, you've been getting down to the nitty-gritty of really clearing out and insisting on no, no, no. So what does that mean? Like really learning to say, no, I don't feel like going out to the movies, or no, you're going to have somebody else help you serve yourself, or no, I can't do overtime. All of that stuff that goes back down to rebirthing yourself, and that rocking yourself, Marilyn, is so important, because the way they're nurturing and they're showing me that you rocking your spine, that goes right down to your DNA, and it's really going to help you back, okay? So again, pay attention to those number 444s. Pay attention to smelling the lilies, because that's it. The men are coming in too, and I'm seeing somebody breaking a cigarette, so there's an uncle that comes in as far as cigarettes, smoking, breaking. He's also showing me Frank Stewart, or the Stewart, the tall Stewart guy that Stuart, the Stuart actor that was in To Kill a Mockingbird, and they're showing me that he looks like him and or name smell name connection with him, and also they're showing me, again, breaking the habit. So pay attention to somebody that used to smoke that comes around and you smell smoke and nobody else is around you. And again, this is a time of wonderful change. And again, when you look at yourself in 4 years from now, it looks like you lived in two lifetimes in one lifetime. So that's good. That's what we're here to do. That's transforming our life generational patterns, where a lot of us get stuck in them and they don't move them. Okay?
Okay.
Wow.
That's
that
a wonderful
was
thing.
Really incredible.
Well, yes. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Thank you,
Marilyn.
And
remember,
continue the good work.
You can listen.
I know it's not easy for you, Marilyn. It's continue the good work.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
I want to remind all our listeners this evening, just be patient. I know that you're trying to call in and the lines are full, so just hang tight with us. We are going to be taking a break here real soon, and we do have one more caller, Carrie, and
okay.
I thought we'd go ahead and take this caller
and
then we'd go on a break. How's that?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, we'd like to invite Benny from Lake Charles, Louisiana, on line 4.
Hi, Carrie and Leilani, and how y'all doing today?
Good. How are you doing, Benny?
Good. A little tired today.
A little tired? What's going on, Benny?
Anyway, my question is, when I'll be finding love and, develop more spiritual gifts?
Okay. All right. I'm seeing who's paternal grandfather's in spirit, Benny? Dad's dad is in spirit, Benny, crossed over?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he comes in first, and he's putting his hand on your shoulder. He also wants to give you the numbers 999, who he wants to recognize September, and also September as far as somebody crossing over, and or birthday, September as far as a happy month. Also, as far as what he's... Benny, you're really a balanced person. Your energy field is very balanced, and that's really desirable as far as looking for love. People like balanced people because you're the energy field. That's a very healing energy field, right? When I'm looking at your energy, when you're looking at your balanced heart, it's like your head is down, looking at your heart, and like you're looking at your think of your right hand symbolically going out, and you're looking at like a deck of cards or cards symbolically that show me. Gosh, I got a raw deck here. It's like, when am I going to look for love or get a break or that kind of thing? And the grandfather comes in and says, here, I'm going to help you put these away. And then there's a part where you're very sensitive, Benny, a lot more sensitive than a lot of guys, especially when you were growing up, a lot more sensitive than a lot of the boys around you. And so there's a part where you had to just think energetically, put up a shield to your sensitivity. And so now is the time, and especially the grandfather showed me the last 9 years, and he wants you to review the last 9 years of your life after the show, after when we hang up. And so just review it for, was there balance? What was relationships like the last 9 years? Because when I see a big broom, they want to clear out relationship pain in the last 9 years. He wants you to think of the last 9 months. Going over to September is huge for you as far as finding love. Also, he wants you to think of energetically, Benny, that you want to put your arms out. And I'm not kidding as far as in the morning, because when we use our physical body as a vessel, it's like we could be saying our prayers or our affirmations, and we get down to the feeling part. And when we do our physical body with it, it's adding the physical component, the physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. That's really important, the grounding part. September is big as far as looking for love, finding love, and also September is not that far away is what your grandfather wants you to know, because this is a keeper relationship, and this is where you're reviewing stuff from the last, again, 9 years as far as in the relationship department of what you want to bring into this relationship. And also you get a keeper where I'm seeing a gold band, so that means to me that you're committed. And also there's a part of you, Aunt Benny, that was waiting for sacred union, going back to that balanced energy that you have. What I see is the energy grids of marriage leaving the earth and sacred union staying. So there's a part of your old soulness that has been waiting for sacred union to enter the earth. And so that is, and those are grids with a certain energy frequency that you are very familiar with, and you might not know or sense them, but just say that there's a part of your higher self that absolutely knows these grids. And so they've been entering on the earth, and especially since this year, and they've landed and tuned themselves up over this past spring, and so that's where your body is, yippee-yay. And again, September you find the love, and that also then goes spills over to all those departments, and that's money, job, career, because there's doubling of the career, and also things happen fast. This is the year of relationships, so the biggest thing is to when your head goes to, it's not going to happen that your grandfather, you're still calling the grandfathers, calling out the troops that realign you, because it's not, that's not it. That's your ego just scaring yourself, and we all have to work with that. And then just get excited about preparing, and again, September is big month for you as far as with relationship. It's a keeper, so again, writing out and clearing out what you have. Think of a crystal ball going out of your heart with the feelings of what you want in the relationship, and then a magnet in your head, and know, not just hope, we're turning to know here, that your divine partnership is making, your divine partner is making their way to me now. And say that throughout the day, my divine partner is making their way to me now, N-O-W. And this is for all people on the radio listening, looking for partners, that when we see that, it brings it into the now, it goes into our subconscious, and if our subconscious core belief systems hold that we are not worthy of a relationship, it could go over and like eat out or cancel out our desire for a relationship. When we start saying in the now and really get the physical part and really clear out any kind of old patterns, that's going to hold a higher frequency that magnetically brings it in. So Benny, the answer is September, and it's going to be congratulations, because again, there's a gold band here and there's a real part that's long overdue, and that you're a very, very nice person is what your grandfather says. He's very proud for you to have you as a grandson, and there's a lot of part of you that you're just at the beginning of the gifts that you have to hear, and that there's a part that the person coming in has spiritual gifts, so think of it, act like tuning forks with each other to help you guys align and give yourself, it's like, think of when two or more gather, it ignites our energy field, so that the person brings spiritual gifts also, and then I see you guys, turn your backs to each other in a way of supporting each other. I love when I see that, because it's like, I got your back, you got my back, and then you open your arms, and then you're able to bring your gifts out. Also, write and pay attention to dreams, and even say to your body, as far as right now, I'm remembering my dreams, and so, and then by directing our energy with that and putting a pen and pencil next to it, I know you're releasing a lot of old stuff that has to go with old past relationships, even when you were little and younger, and I'm even talking about a crush in second grade. You're doing a lot of cellular releasing, and so having a pen and pencil next to that, or pen and writing out our dreams, is going to give you a lot of recognizing how much you're doing that clearing part. So September comes in relationship, and also in comes with the spiritual gifts. You guys gather each other's energy, and spiritual gifts come. And also, I keep on seeing full circle, so pay attention to seeing a lot of nines, because that means that you're closing out a lot of circles as far as completion to start out all beginnings. So right before the end of August, you're going to see a lot of 111s, and that means the relationship is coming in, because that's all about new beginnings.
Oh, definitely.
Wow. That was excellent, Carrie.
That's great.
What do you think, Lovick?
That's great. Very good. Thank you very
good.
Much.
Good.
I sent you some messages.
You keep up the good
the
work.
Room.
What's that?
I was telling Benny that I also put some messages in the room as well.
Wonderful.
For him.
Wonderful.
So Benny, we hope we have served you well, and many blessings to you.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
I have lots
of dreams that I see all kinds of things that will happen in the future.
Yes, and so much more is coming, too, so brace yourself and get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's long overdue. 9 years, well, long overdue. So this is good stuff, a lot of good stuff. And so a lot of things make sense. Think of completion circles some things don't make sense in our life, and then you have huge ahas. And so September is going to pass by very, very quickly.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay, Benny.
Thank you very much.
We thank you, and I thank you so much for calling in. And we trust we have served you well.
Yes, yeah.
Good.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, you get some rest now.
I will.
You put in some long hours today, Carrie. But
yes,
I can
tell.
Yeah, plus his heart. We're gonna go on a break, Carrie, and I'm just gonna have you come back in 3 minutes with me, okay? And you go do what you need to do, and.
Okay, do you want me to hang up or?
Oh, no. Just, you can put your phone on mute.
Okay.
And do whatever you need to do. And I want to remind all our listeners, we're going to take a 3-minute break, and Carrie and myself are going to be right back. Enjoy the room, and I am I know that I can speak comfortably for Carrie and myself. We are very honored to serve each and every one of you this evening. So stay tuned, because we will be right back.
Of a beating drum, you live your life as a boring one. You work every day from 9 to 5, scraping at the bottom and barely getting by. You earn your best, try so hard. Ask the local granny, see you haven't gone far. When you haven't paid your taxes, rent is due. If you don't make the money, your life is through. Well, hey, 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 trendsetter, hey, 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 go get her. Bring you down. Pick yourself up, just listen to the sound. If you have a chance to make an improvement, sitting on a corner won't help you do it. You can see the error of your coming time. Shut yourself out, don't close your mind. Hey, 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 trendsetter. Hey, 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 go get her.
Aloha and welcome back to the Universal
Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani. Our guest for this evening is Carrie O'Connor. So without further delay, please help me to give Carrie O'Connor a warm welcome back to the show. Carrie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Leilani. I'm right here.
Oh, you're just so terrific. I really, really thank you. And it's, you know, I've always been a firm believer of having a partnership with our spirit friends, and you just you do such a great job with your partnership with them.
Thank you. Thank you. And I have to say that so do you. You just glow with that energy. So you
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we've already got our lines lit up again. Can you believe
Wonderful.
It?
Wonderful. I love
you
it.
You ready to get going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. It took a sip
All
of
right,
water.
Well,
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Well, let me make sure that I'm... okay, so we already have someone on line two. Let me see if I've got the information on this person. If you'll just bear with me, Carrie. You know what? I just love your healing energy, girl. It is so nice. Okay, we have Crystal Vision on line two. Welcome to the show. Hello, Crystal, are you there?
Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Where are you calling from, Crystal?
Oh, you can hear me. Great. I'm calling from Texas.
Wow, great place. I got lots of family there. We'll have to talk sometime, Crystal, but I'm going to go ahead and let you ask your question.
Hi, Carrie. Nice to meet you here tonight.
Hi, Crystal. How are you? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I would kind of like to touch the area of maybe finances and possible relationship this year, if you see
Perfect.
Anything in those areas.
Perfect. I love it.
For me,
I
that
love,
kind of those
the year
kind
of
are combined.
Of, you know what, I'm hearing a little feedback. Crystal, do you have a radio? Because I'm hearing it, like, delayed, so it just, like, staticky. I'm just hearing a little bit of feedback. So if, I don't know if you're – it doesn't bother me. I just want to make sure that you can hear because I'm going to go beyond what I hear me saying, okay? As far as finances and relationship, that's all second chakra stuff. This year is all about relationship, and what I was talking to Benny about was the sacred relationship and sacred and what I see is that marriage grids are leaving. It doesn't mean everyone's going to be getting divorced. It's like but there's an energy of sacred union that's entering the earth that is really asking for all of us in relationship to put our relationship up on a higher level. So bring in 100,000 watt energy into relationships. And so it's part of when I'm looking into your energy field, your whole left side of your body, the whole feminine side of the body has been under construction, rewired, especially since January of this year. But this, you've been working on yourself, and this is nothing new to you, but when I see somebody doing a whole side of their body, that's you really can be able to handle a lot of energy to be able to not only clear out one chakra at a time, but to rearrange the whole side of your left side of your body, which is about feminine energy, how you see yourself as feminine energy, but also it's how you take in the energies from the earth and from other people in the receiving mode. So you're really clearing out to do a lot of receiving. Also, when I go down to looking into your second chakra, on the right side, I'm looking at that's an assertion, getting the driver's seat part, and I'm looking at it as part of it showing me like a stalled engine, so where you can feel tired and or like finance is kind of scrunched. And so what I'd really invite you to do is to look at our lineage, and our lineage gives us our core belief systems, and it's not a blame game of our parents, because I really think we have to go beyond that, because our parents do better when they don't know better, they do better when they know better, and so we're here to see where there's gifts and there's wisdom there, and also where we could get core belief systems with our money. For example, I saw how much with myself that my family had money good people don't make money. You have to be a service. And so my father was a principal and a teacher. My mother was a nurse. And my father even came for money, but you had to be of service. And if you were a doctor and made any kind of money, you had to work 50 gazillion hours. And so it goes back into self-worth stuff. I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing your right side of your second chakra, which is, again, second chakra is sexuality, creativity, sex, finances, one-on-one relationship, where you're really doing some clearing out on the whole part of where the stalled engine part is, where you could feel that there's a part of paradox where you know that there's money out there, and you know that you're working on deserving it and creating a different relationship with money. Especially review the money on Dad's side of the family, how they what they think about money. And these are the messages that aren't necessarily talked about, but when we think about it, we can get the messages. And it's really important for all of us, all our listeners, to look at how our parents held job, money, career, relationship. All of those messages get put down. It's like in the energetic air, and we don't realize how much it affects us. So here, Crystal, is year of relationship. And again, I'm seeing November. There's some sort of anniversary for you in November, and it looks like a past love. And even if it could go 5 to 7 years, it's still in the back because my lower back actually started hurting. So you're very clear empathic. So you're very extremely intuitive. Clear empathic is for where you pick up other people's energy, where you're really doing this real releasing. And again, November is significant for you, but think of this cellular releasing as you're rewiring the whole left side of your energy field. So that's taking in, that's receiving, that's really expanding that receiving ability, and also I'm seeing you releasing cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with the first, second, and third chakra that goes down deep, and it's old, old stuff, and even has a past life kind of feeling to it, too. If you don't believe past life, just believe it comes back from your ancient lineage. So this is where they're encouraging you, the ladies in particular, maternal grandmothers, and also they talk about the young person that crosses over, that's connecting to you, and they're showing me as far as, like, it's a connection, like my cousin died at 16, he was like a brother to me, so it could be a cousin or a almost like a family member connection. It could be related to a sister, so there's some sort of sister-like energy, but doesn't have to be a direct blood relative. And also she's showing me as far as like Marilyn Monroe or Anna Nicole Smith is what she's showing me. So she comes in here with light energy, but the whole story is where she comes in to help you. So think of her as helping you clear out the past relationships and money issues, and they're equating it to Anna Nicole and Marilyn Monroe. And just think of them, they gave and they had past hurt as far as relationships, past hurts involving relationships, and they could have done a lot of healing if they can really heal part of their core belief systems, and that's what you're doing right now. And again, you're clearing out anything where it's look on the dad side as far as they hold money, because it's going to be key answers. I can't emphasize to people enough where I've had this whole downloading from my guides the last 2 weeks, so you guys are really here, the first people on the radio to hear it around the world, where Jesus and Mary are coming in and talking about for us to take our rightful inheritance. And our rightful inheritance is that we are all masters, just like every single master has said this across for thousands of years, that you could do this too and more. And they mean part the sea. They make water into wine. And most of us just want to have a relationship and be able to pay a rent, never mind part the sea, right? So this is where when our guides and the ascended masters are coming down and saying, we are giving you the energy to do such profound healing that your rightful lineage, you have permission, cellular permission to take that, to step in those seats of divine inheritance. And so this is where I'm seeing you energetically get stepping up to that seat, Crystal, getting ready to sit down and then kind of jump up and say, well, I'm not really ready yet. And so that goes back to subconscious core belief systems that goes into worthy, and again, as far as how Dad held money. But the beautiful thing is, as soon as we identify those core belief systems of lack and worth and all that, we're able to put light into them and transmute them. Right now, your energy field is totally reacting, and it's turning all salmon coral color as I'm putting energy into it, and it's really starting to spin the energy out and go down your legs and all down to the center of the earth. So you really take in energy and you transmute it very quickly. And again, there's November is a relationship. Also, I'm seeing John Kennedy, and so when I see John Kennedy, I'm aware that he died in a airplane, but when I'm seeing that, I'm getting that as far as a Kennedy and John connection, so take it that there, it doesn't have to do with the Kennedy family, but there's some sort of John Kennedy connection, so his grandfather could have been John, and his grandmother could have been, last name could have been Kennedy. Just remember those names, because they keep on showing me John Kennedy, but the part of the relationship, his energy, he's got a smile and twinkle in his eye like John Kennedy, and again, there's a lot of Johns or Jacks or and the Jays in his family coming in. And also there's a twinkle in the eye that makes him very appealing and lovable to a lot of people like him. That's where you're going is. So he's got like an appeal that you're not going to be threatened by, because you're standing in your glory and you're standing in your mastery. So, of course, you're bringing in a person that has that kind of balanced energy that some people can say, wow, Crystal, he's a great guy. Where'd you find him? And you're standing in to your total core and saying, we found each other. We found each other through a divine partnership. So that comes in as far as November. Right now you're doing a lot of core clear work. And again, I keep on hearing core belief systems that go back to Dad's side and getting down to the nitty-gritty, turning it around. Knowledge is power. And this is about not about woundology, where we have to go back to the drawing board and say, oh, my gosh, I feel so overwhelmed with this. This is pure, profound, flipping it around. And it's like unplugging from, as soon as we see it and identify it, it's unplugging from a light socket and bringing that energy back into your energy field. That's what you're doing now, and it's good work. It's excellent work. It's the work of the warrior, and so you're bringing in the warrior partner. And you know what I've noticed, Luana and Crystal, is that a lot of people in the metaphysical world would be drawn to listening to like the shows that we have, are that a lot of people are going through relationship issues, meaning that they are being asked to raise the relationship that they're in, and also a lot of people have been waiting for like this sacred relationship energy as far as the sacred union. And so a lot of people that listen to the shows are very old souls and ancient souls that they should honor themselves, because they've had many, many, many lifetimes of service. So there's a lot of people that have vows of poverty still, and I always tell people to release subconsciously to vows of poverty, celibacy, those kind of vows. And Crystal, that's you. You've had many, many lifetimes of service, and so again, I would take one full month and say I release from any vows of poverty, service of any vows that I've taken in another space and time that no longer serves my higher purpose. And so as soon as we just said that through your energy field, we already set and attuned the energy to release from that. Saying it for 30 days resets and recalibrates the energy. So you already released it, but think of it as creates a habit gets created in 2 weeks to a month, and so it literally creates a new narrow pathway in your brain, right? And so this, again, releases from anything that has to do with money and relationship in the past. But going back to the whole people, that a lot of people that I've noticed is that people are waking up and we're starting to find each other. It's ancient relationships starting to find other people, and we're in it. Things happen very quickly. Just like with Benny, I saw him metal to the pedal, and things happen very fast, and it's like we've been waiting for each other all our life since we were little children, and we found each other. So all of a sudden, it can appear in the outside that the relationship, things move along really, really fast. And I'm talking about commitment, moving together, living together, some sort of commitment ceremony, which can seem, oh my gosh, on the outside, that's very fast. But if anyone sees the energy around you, it is so balanced that people can't deny, because the energy is palpable, which goes between you. And so that, again, is part of the gifts from Spirit, a gift from the Ascended Masters and the angels for those of us, and this goes to a lot of people even waiting online that have been waiting for a relationship and waiting to clear out the money stuff, because a lot of people that, again, are attracted to the metaphysics, they have had many lifetimes, again, of service, and their energy kind of goes what I call up and out. So they reach for the stars. They go up and out of the body, so it makes them extremely intuitive. And this is part where we're doing the balance of as above, so below. So we're re-entering our energy, our physical bodies, differently, because there's a part of our cellular consciousness that knows that it's time for us to do it and anchor it and ground in a different way, which creates literally a different vibration that, again, draws and connects us. We're going to start hearing more and more wild stories of reconnections from old souls, and I could tell you some that would absolutely drop your mouth as far as how we're finding each other. So the biggest thing you have to do, Crystal, is like open your energy field. And again, I keep on seeing reviewing stuff as far as money and relationship on mom and dad's side, but it's to step back to get the pearls of wisdom, open up your arms and, again, get really getting into, when I keep on seeing, feeling like you're in the driver's seat, when you're feeling constricted, stop, drop, and roll. And this is for everybody. When we feel there's two states, like the Course in Miracles and the Conversations with God states there's two emotions, love or fear. And if we're not in love, then we're in fear. And that's anger, that's isolation, all of that. There's Jesus has been saying to me, contraction and expansion. So when we take that down further to the physical body, there's two states. We feel expanded and on top of the world and wonderful and all aligned and divine in our passion, or we feel contracted. And so right now we're in this very huge, over the summer, expanded love washing coming through all of us globally, over across the world. There's not one person in the face of this earth that's getting not getting washed to have this energy realigned. So the more we work with energy and say, here, bring the energy in, bring that high frequency love energy in, have it recalibrate my energy field, go down to any residual things in my subconscious that could be holding me back, and that or my core belief systems believe more in lack than it does in abundance. And so when we start doing this, we start recalibrating the energy fields, and literally vibration shifts, and then we start attracting like vibration. And so, Crystal, you're right in the forerunner. The forerunner seat for that, and that's, again, a lot of people on the phone and listening to the show, Liana too, because we're the forerunners here, listen to the show. They're forerunners of energy. We want to make a difference. We came down here on the earth knowing that we were going to make a difference and also knowing that this is a very big lifetime to make a difference. And so this is where we're going to step into our, again, rightful inheritance, which brings in the gifts of partnership beyond our wildest dreams, job, money, career. And this is not airy-fairy stuff. This is co-creation in the highest form that we have been promised. Again, you can do this two or more with the faith of mustard seed. All that stuff was not said to us because they didn't have anything else to say. And this is the most wonderful, beautiful time because we're really being able to feel this energy and experience it miraculously. So we're able to have such core cellular releasing that it really is beyond the miracles. And that is really getting into this fine-tuning what we want in relationships. So, Crystal, that's right-handed for you. Relationships change. Again, they keep on going to dad's side because there's a part of somewhere in the family history of what I call is like the balloon was popped. So there's someone that experienced the rug pulled out. So that's loss of money, sudden loss of money, bankruptcy, that kind of thing. Think of like the depression times when a lot of people lost money. If they didn't lose it, there was a real shocking scarcity thing. We're releasing that again from our energy field and taking, stepping up to our divine inheritance. Also, the people are talking about looking at the stars, and they're encouraging all readers, our listeners, to go out and go outside a lot, connect with nature, reconnect with nature, look at falling stars, but they're able to see more stuff as far as feeling the connection of spirits and angels. When we go outside at dark, our eyes are able to pick up more, and people are going to start seeing more as far as how magnificent, or feel more as far as their heart being connected. There's something about different going outside. It's connecting to Earth outside.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. And you're so right on about all that, because I've been purging and doing body cleanses, and my line of work is changing, being directed in a totally different direction. I've had quite a few different people, without asking, telling me that I've got a new relationship coming in. You know, but I tend to sit back and I go, you know, well, that's wonderful, but my belief is God delivers just like Domino's pizza, okay? And when the time is right, that pizza is going to be right there at my front door.
There you go. That's perfect. And that's,
so
that's
pretty, I'm really very impressed, you know, with the information that you came through with. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. It was very, very right on.
Well, thank you, Crystal, and I thank you because you attuning your energy, and I love that. God delivers like pizza. And so you don't have to worry about the pizza getting cooked. You don't have to worry about God finding directions. You don't have to worry about any of that. That's what, the more we align and stay like that, the more people find the partnership. So I love that. Thank you for holding that vibration with your help,
you're right.
Everybody.
And
you're
Crystal,
right.
We hope we
then when you align yourself with God, then he puts everything in your path, and you just, it's a door that you just walk through that's open.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, listen, thank you very much. I won't tie you up any further. God bless you, Carrie. Thank you for your energy and your efforts and your time. And thank you again very much. God bless you.
God bless you, Crystal. You keep on sparkling.
Okay. Well, I hope we have served you well, Crystal. Hugs and kisses to you. And Kahili, wait, hold on for just a moment. I'm going to let my technician let me know when the 800 number clears. And Seth, I know you're listening and I know you're watching, so I'd like for you to help me make sure that Kahili gets in to the lines, if you would, please. I sure would appreciate it. And I want to thank you all for your patience. I know I've had a caller on the line. I want to thank her as well. Thank you. I would like to go ahead and invite Ruth, and I believe this is, well, Ruth on line four. Welcome to the show. And what state are you calling from, honey?
Massachusetts Curry.
Thank you. I wasn't sure because I got the abbreviation, so please forgive me for that.
That's all right.
And Curry, I thank you and I honor you for being so patient.
I honor you for being so patient. The honor is to you, my dear. I have three related questions. I'll be as brief as possible.
Yep.
My first question is, I respect and honor my father's memory. He's gone over to the other side. So in asking the question, I'm not being disrespectful at all to him because I realize he could only do what he knew at the time.
Right.
He ostracized the entire family, and I don't know where my biological family is now. And I'm just wondering if, although I know he could only do what he understood at the time, if that was a wise decision.
Was it a wise decision?
Was it a good, was it, you know, was it, oh,
yes.
Was it
correct? Well, Dad comes in, and when I see the olive branch, just like what I was saying earlier, that means asking for a decision, asking for forgiveness, and we do better when we know better, that kind of thing. I also saw Ohio, and I might even see State of Ohio t-shirt, and seeing my friend Michael, who's from Ohio, and so there's a part, and there's also Chicago and influences over there. And so the biggest thing as far as, so he wants to, he's connecting and saying about people in the Ohio, and then even Chicago, Ohio, Cincinnati kind of energy. He totally drew me and pointed me over in that department. He also was showing me Sam Adams, there's the B or Sam Adams, and so he wants to get the name Samuel and Adams out. And also what he is talking about his like his view on life when he went over there. He like would have he totally when I see somebody, the point to the bars means that I've done a lot of work over here, and that when I see that they were on the treadmill, that part of him, he had to work hard for those bars for him to understand the workings over there. And part of his whole theme goes to betrayal. So part of him is like, we do better when we know better, but he felt he got a raw deal in life and felt betrayed, and so he was going to have everyone else feel that too. Part of him, think about a child, a four to five-year-old child in the driver's seat of a car, and then we wouldn't want the four-year or five-year-old. So the 4 to 5-year-old was the one that had made the decision as far as ostracizing a lot, and also I'm getting very, like, caught off in my throat, so part of him. Did he go over with stuff with his chest? And he's shown me as far as even having chronic asthma or bronchitis, or was that you when you were younger? Because he's given me a real strong pressure in my chest, and also the feelings of light, right to breath, right to life. But the biggest thing, it goes back into where he sees that he could have, he was stuck, a lot of his decisions were stuck in a 4 to 5-year-old wounded child thing. So he thought he was making some decisions that were right. He thought that also he got a raw deal, so he thought he was making some decisions that were even protecting people. But then he also saw that the decisions, again, were made from a wounded child, not a child that was seen, not a person that was seeing, the adult that was seeing the whole big picture. So you're also the bridger, is what he talks about, and that's not the job of it's the job of the warrior. And he's also saying thank you to you, and he also, when I see cross-eyes in his eyes, his perception has changed. He has changed immensely. Also pay attention to the numbers 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. Those are master numbers, and he's giving those. You'll look at the clock in particular and see 10-10, 11-11, 12-12.
think about that, not only does he come in, he brings in grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandfather, and great-great-great. And when I see that, that's affecting your whole right side of your energy. And that right side is our male assertion, get up and out there side. And so he shows me, again, when I see the symbol of a stalled engine, it's where you could be feeling stuck and where you feel like kind of stuck, like a stalled engine part, right? So he comes in and wants to clear that out for you. So what was the third question that you were wrapping up? So it was like, Dad says, yes, I had regrets and I should have, part of him thought he was helping the whole, understands that his wounded child was in charge. But what was the third question that wrapped the whole
thing? I had a second question that's related also. My brother, I don't know where he is because the dysfunction of the family caused a lot of confusion, and I don't know if my brother, you know, if he's okay where he is and how.
That's where I got when he shows me Chicago, Ohio, Utah. I mean, Ohio. He's helping your brother be pointed out there because when he started saying that state and that connection, that's what he was talking about. Some of your family members, including the brother, over in that. And that's part of that state. And when I'm looking at your brother's energy, I'm seeing that part of him wants to repeat Dad's patterns, okay, to repeat his patterns. So when I look at the brother's whole right side, part of him is pushed in like an accordion. So remember, when you, and it doesn't matter that you're not talking to him, that he could be in the other side of the world, that you don't know where he is physically, that as you expand your right side, and that's what you're working on, you have, or even it's the left side, you attune, we're all connected. We go to that place where we're all connected, and especially family members. So as you're expanding your right side of the energy field, it gives profound healing. So what you're talking to is connecting to your brother. I call it angel talk. It's seventh chakra to seventh chakra, where you make a connection from him to him, and you say, I'm giving you love, I'm giving you healing. That's where you're the bridger of the family. And also there's a part where it profoundly, when we give from that, when we let go of any kind of outcome, that's a profound healing, and there's always a receiving. So it's like when the masters see us do that, there's always a receiving back, a healing back, and so we're not in it to get the good back, but this is where there's a part where they really want us to understand that whenever we give from our heart, there's of course a giving back. So that's going to help your right side, so you can absolutely communicate with your brother, and what that does is that it helps him get the static out. So again, when I'm seeing his right side being smushed, he's repeating patterns of the father. There's a lot of addiction in and around him, and also I see that there's brilliance too, but there's like a static energy of almost like bipolar, where he can't get the static energy out of other people's energy out of his head. The more you send that healing energy, is going to help your brother, but also all of a sudden you pop in his head. And so then don't be surprised if he could contact you, not immediately. I'm looking about the next 5 months. Also, Dad is recognizing Mother and May Day. And when I'm hearing May Day, it's not about Mother's Day, it's more of his energy had people alarming, like that all of you guys have when I'm looking into the adrenals in the second chakra, that there's a sense of alarm because of his behavior. So people that have had addictions, patterns, and feeling like on high alert, fight or flight, that is passed down to you guys. And so that's what your brother is like. You get tired of that. That's an exhausting posture. So this is where you, again, are the bridger. And what's the third question? Because you said the brother.
Yes, I love my brother very, very much, but he has always acted as though he does not love me. But I don't think that, you know,
he
has threatened my life and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
the part of that, his whole right side being collapsed, think of it that what I'm seeing is that as you are the bridger, also the bridger, and I call it the 100-watt light bulb born in the 50-watt family, so the 50-watt family forgets that they're a piece of God too, so they pull their energy and they say, I'm only 50 watts, you're born 100 watts, and so this is where you are expanding the energy. Again, the right side represents our male side of our energy field, also represents when the men in our life. And so this is where when you're talking to your brother angel to angel, you're giving him a wash. You're giving him from angel to angel, and that's where his ego can't step in and say and threaten you or, you know, do any of that kind of stuff. And so when you do this, you're doing it again to connect, but also to disconnect. Think of it of connecting from the angel side, disconnecting from the wounded family side, giving him and letting his soul see for everybody, because it's like the shaman that heals generations, seven generations before, seven generations after. That's what you're doing. It's shamanistic work, and that's profoundly healing. Then it's up to him whether he takes it. But I do see 5 months he pops in your head. You keep on, you know, when we hear and pray for a person, especially somebody that there's, was he diagnosed or was there bipolar in the family?
I believe
that. Or looking back, could you see where dad was bipolar?
I really believe he was bipolar
because
of his attitude.
That's exactly what he's saying. So he's saying, like, undiagnosed bipolar is what dad's saying. So then your brother has that. But then again, you're going into doing cellular healing, so this is going to help you. And what was the third question?
And the third question, it's regarding my daughters. My older daughter is estranged from me, and my real deep concern is that foolishly my deceased husband and I, when we found out I was pregnant, we tried to abort. And I'm wondering if her estrangement is from that wounded child in the womb.
Okay. I'm seeing that when I, you know, it's fascinating to me when you take all the emotions out, and I want you to hear me right, that there's always a pattern of repetition, repeated family patterns where there's estrangement. So the brother's estranged and then the daughter's estranged. And so if you follow family histories, it's just it's an energy pattern that that opens the door. So dad's lineage patterns, and dad was estranged and ostracized from family, right? And so there's it increased the possibility or probability for somebody in your family to experience that. Your brother ostracized himself, and here comes your daughter doing it, right?
Yes.
Going back
yes.
into cellular memory. What, think about this, and this is the most profound thing that you can do. This is where the guides are coming in as far as, like, Jesus is saying, rebirth yourself. And I'm not talking about the rebirthing techniques that people know now. I'm talking about when you think of yourself, go back to the moment of conception for yourself, so you see yourself as your parents, as 12-strand activated people, and so if you don't know what that means, just think of your parents as their higher self or their angel self, and even go back to generation of their grandparents and take it back as far as you want. But the biggest thing is to do your grandparents and then your parents. And so you see your parents, again, as their angel self, their 12-strand activated, so that's their higher self, whatever word resonates with you. And then so you rebirth yourself and then visualize yourself and your husband through the whole 9 months of the pregnancy, that your whole energy field is intact. It's not tears and that, because when I look at your the 9 months that you your mom experienced trauma at 5 months, so the shade went down. So then you had the extra fight or flight hormones going in. So what happens? We repeat. You have the daughter. You hit 4 to 5 months as the talk of abortion, and so this fight or flight that gets flooded into the daughter's spine, right? Into the physical body. Because I see essence comes out when we take a first breath, but obviously the physical bodies are there or parts of our essence is there too. But this is where when you are rebirthing yourself, you're going back and getting that energy, that cellular post-traumatic stress, out of your daughter's energy. You're saying, I changed my mind, or we changed my mind. We do better when we know better. I know better now. And so you're rebirthing her as you rebirth yourself, and so that will significantly change her shifting of cellular memory for that, especially when a mother does it. We can do it for ourselves. You're doing it for yourself. You're reclaiming energy. And this is for all listeners. It helps heal profoundly. It's the work of the shaman. The shaman medicine person gets picked by healing seven generations before and seven generations after. And that means people that are dead for seven generations and seven generations that haven't been born. And so how do they heal something? They have to prove that they could heal cancer or disease. They do it by energy, by lineage work, like what we're doing now. So this is modern-day shamanism that we're being invited to step into, that's part of our mastery. And so this is exciting times. So when you do this, it's going to profoundly help your daughter. Also, again, go to the seven chakra healing, and this is for everybody that we might not get to tonight. That's profound talking, and also to the person, so to their angel part. Also, I have free energy exercises all over my website. You go to my website, and you're able to, I send out free teaching all the time, because I really like people to understand how much our energy bodies, affect each other, that we're all here for this huge wake-up call to really step
yes.
into, again, our mastery, and that's going to profoundly help your daughter, okay?
So are you saying that, I want to make sure that I understand what you're saying. You're saying that I can go back and really change that.
Yes.
I can
go back
and revisit
there
that.
And you, yes. You change yourself, right? So you
yes.
rebirth yourself, and that's where you're actively see that your higher self is involved in there. And it's not that your higher self was never involved, because that's part of who we are, but you're being more proactive by it. So think about, a lot of us puts our higher self or our angel self way, way far off, in that it's like we're not in touch with it. Where by saying that my 12 strands of DNA are activated, that means that you are being born with your whole energy field intact. And a lot of times we don't do that. We have traumatic, that birth trauma. That's where we even got the rebirthing thing. So by you doing it for yourself, you go back and it helps release that part from your daughter's DNA. Absolutely. And that's,
wonderful.
Again, for the highest and best for her. That's always the prayer that you want to do for somebody. And so this is for the highest and best, for the current concern for your daughter, and you let go of outcome, because your outcome is for her highest and best, for her spiritual growth. You're going to the part that is going to profoundly heal you and loosen you up, and then it's going to be able to help her think of it as like a magnetic pull that wants to pull her down into estrangement, that all of a sudden she will feel less of electromagnetic pull that wants her to go into the wounds. And then when we have less static, it's like a radio station becoming finer and in, so like in tuned. And so then when we become more in tuned, and this is for everybody, the more attuned we come in, the more our radio station, which is our energy field, becomes attuned, the more we hear less static, the more we hear the messages from our spirit guides, from our family members, from our self, our higher self that knows that. Our angel self that knows everything, and that's what we're stepping into, our rightful inheritance, to have communication with that part of our self, that angel self, and that brings the miraculous time. So you absolutely will have effect on your daughter and yourself and future lineages, including going into grandchildren. And stand
wow.
in knowingness with that, without a doubt, just like the further crystal vision where she said about the pizza, she said that, you know, she steps in and she puts her order out there, and her posture when she said that, she's standing in energetic knowingness, just like when I'm saying this right now, and Leilana, when she talks, her whole energy field is totally aligned. It's like, think of a tube going from the heavens right down to the center of the earth and reverse, center of the earth going to heavens and expanded. They're totally aligned with that truth, because that's a spiritual truth that's available to all of us. And so we're here as tuning forks, wanting people to remember that. And the more people that remember that, the more our life, we are able to get rid of the veil of separation. And then that makes us have the static down, that then we want more in our life, because you feel like we lift the load. You're in the middle of what your dad's saying is releasing. Think of a Santa Claus bag that's 150 pounds that you've been carrying around since you were little.
Mm-hmm.
When the birth of your daughter and your son, because your husband comes in and puts his head down in the shame posture too, so that was a very karmic relationship. Also pay attention to the numbers 555555 for the saying five with you, so that five also means profound change. He also does his work over there. He also closes his left eye, so he did not. You guys, you came in here to help his left side, so you were trying to help him how to hold his left side. He was helping you how to hold your right side of your body, but this is where it was two wounded children that had the relationship. So this is where he comes in, and again, the olive branch is asking for forgiveness, but also he could go and help that daughter on the other side, where he can see more of see everything. He can see clearly, because he says he walks through life blind, especially in that left side. So that would be how he deals with females, and that's you, and that also includes daughters, because he chose to have females in this incarnation.
Who
so
is the he that you're talking about? The he? My husband?
Yes, your husband.
Oh, my husband. Yes. You're talking about him now?
Yes, I am. Talking
okay.
about your husband. Yes, indeed. And
okay.
so all of this goes back down to a full circle, where you're really doing some cellular clearing out there of really getting to core belief systems. And I keep on saying this, those words, core belief, because I can't emphasize, when we are unplugged from those core belief systems that hold us back from anything that says that we are not angels and we are not masters, and that all of us have the divine right for money, for partnership, for right livelihood, for bliss. You know, the commercial got milk? What the guides are starting to have us encourage us to ask ourselves, you got bliss. Got bliss in all those major departments. Home, family, relationships, personal, family and friend relationships. And is there bliss in those departments? And if there's not bliss, not just getting by, not just okay, bliss, downright passionate bliss. And that's our birthright. And so when we don't have that, that's okay. Then let's look at it. Define where we can re-unplug from energies. What's the core belief system? It goes back down to two major things. Unworthy, right to life issues, and that goes into worthiness, and also fear of annihilation, which goes down to we don't have a right to expand. So those two, when we start unplugging from those, then we literally have this energy come back that is profoundly healing. And again, this is for every single caller, because I see everyone's caller's energy is like vibrating like a ping pong ball. So every caller has gotten information from their, they could apply to themselves. And so they were in profound healing, changing time. And this goes back to two words, love or fear, or think expansion or contraction. And anything that's not expansion is contraction, and that keeps us separate. And so then you, what I call a stop, drop, and roll. You do some sort of energy exercise, or I even stamp my foot down, and I say stop, and I stop my body, because I know that I'm going to be going on, and my head is going to take me down a roadway where I know I'm going to end up being frustrated and again, like energetically banging my head against cement. So the more we get to stop ourselves when we know that we're getting in the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, where we feel disempowered, the more we literally are creating new neural pathways in our energy field. That's the holy brain, the whole brain, the holy brain that goes down to the whole heart, that allows the frequency of our heart's desires to go out there to the creator universe. And then we don't have the static, so it's finally, we really hear our desires are, if we want a filet mignon, we order filet mignon and not just say I'm hungry, and then we get a hamburger, then we say, see, nothing happens to me. I get a hamburger, I always get less, I get leftovers. It's because we weren't loud and clear that we wanted filet mignon with all the twits, you know, fixing. So this is like in every department of our life, from down to what we want to eat, to job, to career, to livelihood, all of that. We all deserve the filet mignon. So anything that says, when I say the word mastery with people, I did a class of Claim Your Mastery. I've had many people come up and say, who do you think you are to be a Claim Your Master? You're a master. Or if I claim it, I say I'm better than somebody else. And I say to people gently, I said, I've never said that I was better than anybody else. That's what you're hearing. That's what your ego wants to hear. Jesus and Ascended Masters said we're all masters, and not yes. that there's only a select few. So this is where we're really being invited to step into that energy posture, which is a frequency that is bringing in profound change. And this is really raining down on us all summer. So every single call is getting that energy.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, this should erase the, both of them threaten my life, the estranged daughter and my brother. So
yes,
what you're
that.
Saying is that this should cure that. This should take...
It's going to take the charge off of it profoundly. And so all of a sudden, the more you do that, and then you replace it with love. And so all of a sudden, they're going to forget to think about it. So think of the game patty cake, patty cake. You're going to clap your hands right now. Patty cake, patty cake, patty cake, patty cake. Then put your hand above. And so you're going up to that fourth elevator of more love, more joy, more peace. And they can stay down in that third elevator. And so they could look for the static. They're looking, where is she? Where is she? But you're up in that fourth elevator of more love, more joy, more peace, and you're saying to them, this is where you meet me, this is where I am, and there's electromagnetic pull to even pull them up there, but the one thing you're learning is not going down to that third elevator, sacrificing yourself, modulating energy to go down to meet them. Now it's time for them to meet you, and by meeting you, they lose the charge, and so you're showing them how to lose the charge. You're setting the planting for how the lineage will lose the charge. Their lineage is coming in with their guides, their family, your husband, your father, all of them are coming to help. And then there's a free will element that if they choose to stay down a third elevator, that you're meeting them on that higher self where they're angels, where they are fine and you're okay and you're not doing death threats. You're both singing peace and you're singing love and saying, wow, we chose a tough one. This incarnation, boy, do we choose a tough one. But we made it. And so that's what you're showing them, the mirror of you made it. And so that's
exactly
huge.
And my younger daughter, some of it has rubbed off on her also. She's sort of distant, but she's not as bad as the first one. So
Right.
I don't know.
So all of this is where you're the bridge. You're in the family that's going to show them a new way. And so, and this is your, where you're also going to be the first to benefit that new way. And also, I can't emphasize, where people around you that know your story and your friends and family, your work people, all that stuff, and see the shift within you, this is where you can be the teacher part, where you can tell people, you can let go from some profoundly healing, painful things. And this is where we're all being invited to take the next level and step out of painful, wounded things, because this is part of our next evolutionary place. And Leilani, I'm sure and I know that you're feeling that, and I want to make sure we get to you.
Yes.
Your energy field is just screaming to me. Are you there?
You're absolutely wonderful. You're wonderful, Carrie.
Thank you, you're really a blessed woman.
We hoped we have served you well, Ruth.
Yes, you certainly have. I'm honored to have spoken to both of you.
Send an email. My email is union1111@yahoo.com. And that's for anybody. I have, if you email me, I send off different energy exercises that help us stay more aligned. I call them even the Home Illuminous Commandments. That's the Holy Commandments. The Home Illuminous means the angel one. It's an androgynous term for the angel person. So I have lots of stuff that I like to give away to remind people of who they are. And also the free teleclass. Remember the free teleclass.
union1111@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Thank you
That's
so
it.
Much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
I
you have
really
a wonderful, wonderful night.
I'm honored to have spoken to you.
And I am honored to spoke to you.
Thank you, Ruth, for calling
Thank
in
you.
And many blessings to you.
My pleasure.
Wow.
My blessing.
You
bye-bye
go,
now.
Girl.
Bye-bye.
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 Well, we have another caller. And then I'm going to have you go on a break real quick and then have you come back on. We'll take about a two-minute break if that's all right with you, Carrie.
Sure.
Are you okay
sure.
with that?
Absolutely.
And then we've got two more readings after this caller, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, oh, right.
Absolutely, that's fine.
You're my kind of girl. I tell you what, I knew that you and I were to connect. I just knew that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
But let me welcome our next caller, and I'm going to let this one be a surprise. Tony, are you there? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you tell everyone where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
And give us your Hawaiian name, if you would.
Kelii Kui Honua.
Ooh, I just love it. Oh, my God, I just got goose. I do want to thank you and honor you for your patience and understanding. I know you've been waiting for quite some time, but I'm going to turn you right on over to Carrie.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have several irons in the fire. And I would like to know, about my journey, for one thing. And what's important also is I'm on a project that's trying to get free computers for the senior homes here in Hawaii. And I would like to know how it's going to work out.
Okay. You come in with very strong, ancient, shamanistic energy. Do you study shamanism, or I just keep on hearing the ancient one? So when I hear the ancient one, there's a big difference between old souls and ancient one. Ancient ones, think of it that they're the first group of people that came down here to set the earth up to have this place of creation. So what does that have to do with getting computer ceremony things that we are stepping into, especially this year in particular? But I even want to go to last year and this year. Think of the ancient ones, the lineage, are standing behind you to help open doors for you to have what get feats that see the impossible. And also, what I'm seeing as far as your heart's desires, when I was just talking to about the last callers, or a lot of the theme of the callers this week is we're stepping into, again, you have all shamanistic high mountains behind you, and that's very ancient old soul energy. And so this is when, and you've served many, many, many lifetimes as far as a server, as far as a teacher, helper, healer, bridger. You have huge bridging energy. And so this is where the bridger ancient ones are being pulled to the forefront to bridge and help the senior center, the seniors getting computers and being able to connect and communicate with the world. And so that's the healing in the most profound way, and it's a huge feat, and it's just at the tip of the iceberg of what you do, because it's your energy. Wherever you go, you attune people. So all of that goes into that you're really going into, especially when I look into March of this year, but when I see a gas pedal on a foot on a gas pedal, that means to me a real acceleration in the, especially this year, for the last actually year and a half, 2 years of you to accelerate to bridging the people, bridging one group of people to another thing. So bridging the seniors to get their computers. So the parts were felt bumpy before in the past. That have, and especially I'm seeing two times where I just see like little bumps, not big major things, but little bumps. Those are going to all iron out, because I see the grandfather coming in as far as also father lineage, or that would be father-in-law and or somebody like father. And also they give you proud lineage as far as a feather in their cap. So they pay attention to seeing feathers and pennies from heaven. That's the dad's lineage coming in to help you, because you totally exceeded family generational patterns. There's a lot of pride there. So that comes in as any kind of, again, frustrations in the past, the two in the past, three is the charm, and going into over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and especially by 3 months that you'll have those computers, because going back into the ancient one energy is that we are really fine-tuning our heart's desires, and there's always a balance of giving and receiving. So you give a lot of energy field, and this is where we're balancing the receiving part. So part of your receiving is, again, getting the computer centers for the senior centers. But also, I'm seeing, did you write books and stuff like that, or you write a lot? Because I'm seeing you write manuals and or something of your, how you help. And you said, I didn't hear you, you said you were a buyer?
No, I'm not. I'm actually a healer from Hawaii.
I thought you said buyer, and I was a little confused because I didn't know what to apply, because your energy field is all about the healer, okay? And so that makes so much more sense to me. So this is where, have you noticed a major shift this year, and especially in over this early spring and into fine-tuning as far as the balancing, giving and receiving, and also going back into even having a lot of, when I see full circles behind somebody's head, as far as closing off one level of your life and going up to a total other level. It's like your energy, as I call it, from the third elevator to the fourth elevator, and that you're a fourth elevator person bringing up a lot of people from the third elevator up to the fourth elevator. So that's the huge ancient one healer, but this is the time where you're also going to get the balance for that, or get more of the think of it as saved up brownie points, to keep it very simple, are coming towards you. They're about, you're going up to the fifth elevator, and a lot of people aren't reaching the fifth elevator first. So that's part of your forerunner energy. You always do stuff ahead of the people anyway, and you've been doing it for eons and eons and eons, thousands of years, that you've been, again, this missionary energy. And this is where the golden touch is coming in, because I'm seeing Merlin, and also I'm seeing Midas, the golden touch. So parts where you're really stepping into what you touch, you manifest. And so there's a part that now you're entering in this real quickly manifesting period. And again, the manuscript part goes into where you could be teaching classes about this, more expansion, something about your classes and or expansion, or your teachings or the teachings are coming through you and really downloading like a channel. And that's going to really expand you out and have you get, again, quite busy as far as bridging one community to the other. So as far as the computers, I see them coming through. And again, anything's in the past, because I'm seeing two things that could have been kind of constriction or miscommunication is things in the past. So you're going to get those, and especially when it comes to Mercury's in retrograde, so we got to remember to work with the planets, because more people are feeling that planetary action than ever before. So that's like a shoe-in as far as those parts, because they want your energy go into, it's like that project, because you have all these little pots around you. So this is where you're all pots is plans. It's what you're, all these balls that you're doing. So that's a big project for you. So when you get that done and over with, you're planting that seed. So you're on with your next project. Well, actually, you juggle. You do a lot of things at once, like I do. And so that's a big one to get over with. Because again, I keep on seeing a manuscript coming from your heart. And so part of this is ancient and it's different. So pay attention, especially when it comes into August, as far as different channeling, downloading information that you're getting. And do you recognize how much you channel? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, I am. It's showing in the healings.
Okay,
it's
perfect.
A lot more powerful.
Okay, there's something with it that's different that they keep on talking about. Pay attention, because in August it's different, and they keep on doing eights as far as 888s, and they're doing huge things. So there's something, there's a magnificent change with this. But part of the change is the energy shifts of the earth. The crystalline grids in the earth are expanding. So the global consciousness wattage, let's keep it simple, has gone up to 100 watts. You come in born 1,000 watts in a 50-watt world, and so there's a part, again, that the ancient energy, you've always been ahead of the people, but there's a profound shift that, again, I keep on seeing a manuscript where people could be asking you, and I know you've been requested as far as how do you do that, how do you teach this, how do you, there's a part of requesting teachings where part of this teaching is a doing teaching, because it's all about energy, so it's more of a tuning. But there's a part where I do see a manuscript coming down, and again, I'm seeing it download and channeled. And so they're having have a tape recorder around you as far as different things that are popping in your head, especially when it comes to August, because it's like they're downloading it's more of a manuscript than a book, but a book is a manuscript. They're one and the same, but there's a part where I'm seeing the teachings go out and they expand, and that's very, and I'm seeing people come in, they get very excited because they hear about it. So that comes in from, I see people come in from all walks of life too, because they're, what you're saying goes right to their soul. It wakes up to their part of them. It makes sense to them, and so that's a wonderful thing. And also there's a part where I'm seeing as far as that whole left side, and that's the feminine side. Where are you as far as with relationship?
I'm alone. I don't have a relationship.
Okay,
I have a hard time with that.
Excuse me? You have a hard time with that?
Yeah, because people don't understand me.
Yes, okay. Well, this is what I'm seeing in your energy field. Often the left side, that's the feminine side, that's the receiving side, and I'm seeing part of your hand was up. It's like almost like talk to the hand, but it's not that you're... It's like part of your energy. Going back to, remember what I was talking about as far as sacred union? There's a part of your energy field, and I cannot emphasize, because so many people are going to start understanding what sacred union means. People don't understand you because there's a part of your energy that's, again, that's a 1,000-watt energy that's born, where there's a 100-watt energy is being of an old soul being born ahead of their times, but there's a part of an energy that's a 1,000-watt. That's really, there's not a lot of 1,000-watt energies that were born, but now the good news is that the kids that are coming in are 1,000 watts, the crystal kids, rainbow kids. They're attuning the 100-watt. People are going up to the 1,000 watts. So the great news for your, again, goes to the hearts, where part of your hand was like kind of, it's not necessarily talk to the hand. It's like, I have other stuff to do. So part of you could put relationship of something in the past and or people don't understand me. But also that goes into many, 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 many lifetimes of service. So you've had so many lifetimes of service that there's active charges in the back of your energy field that you've taken vows of celibacy. And so this is where you're turning that around. So this is where I keep on seeing this this transparency piece of paper getting lifted above you and in front of you. So there's all these gifts, and so it's the inheritance of the lineage. You're stepping in the master seat, and you're having this, it's recalibrating the whole front of your whole energy field, and it's like you're saying, ah, the whole heart saying, ah, and yes, I can stand, and yes, I can sit. So part of your energy was the importance of the bridger and the importance of the healer, and that's so much of who you are that you're, again, taking the seat. So part of your heart was really waiting for sacred union, and sacred union is where the person coming in not only understands you, but they've been also a 1,000-watt person under waiting for a person to say, people don't understand me. Do you know what I mean? So this is where I'm talking more to your heart energy than I'm talking to your head, because the hand is like where we're putting that hand down and we're opening that up. off because there's a part where the really what the ladies are saying, never say never, because there's a real part that you really said, because you have a full life and you do many, many things, so it's not like you're sitting every Friday night saying, oh, woe is me. It's not about that, but there's a part where you're going to meet somebody that not only understands you, they were going through similar stuff maybe on the other side of the world, but all part of that came into timing, and part of it goes into sacred union is what you're used to, and even your cellular memory that is written in your DNA was like, I'm waiting till the earth wakes up to sacred union. And again, sacred union energy has come down, anchored in, down into the crystalline grid, and that's part of your energy saying, yippee, yay. It's like, it's more than yippee, yay. It goes into a vibration that's a sound that I can't even imitate, because it's a sound that that's pure love, that's pure bliss. So that's wonderful. So you're, over the last year and a half, 2 years, have been really cleaning out, weeding out stuff to have the next 1.5, 2 years, and especially going up to the next 2 months as far as getting the computers, that's a given. Also, again, the manuscript goes into a different kind of healing teaching that brings out, that brings in people where, let's say you're teaching 100 people now, it's going to be over zero, so it's 1,000 people, so you're starting to increase your energy, you're just going to start adding zeros. So if you've got 10 people, there's going to be 100 people interested. And then if you've got 100 people, there's going to be 1,000 people. And all of this is a give back for how you've sacrificed and given your energy. And again, this goes back from many, many lifetimes. That goes back into really high healer energy. And this part of your posture is to, as you take this energy in, you attune people, and you can just do this by not even talking to anybody. You're in your kitchen, and you're attuning with the grids on the earth that is profoundly helping everybody. So your energy is acting like a bridge. And so here I'm in Connecticut, but we're connecting with each other on the highest part and making a bridge from Connecticut to Hawaii. And so think of that sacred rain is where the way I see it. It's a love wash that goes to every person in between Hawaii and Connecticut, that it goes, it just washes down on them. It does profound healing. And then we go to other people, that's the bridge or energy. So this is a huge period for you. And again, it's a long overdue is what they're talking about. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Can you imagine everything I knew about you? You know, Carrie, I have to, if I may share for a moment, I'm so honored to have this man on this line with me, with both of us, and I just want to announce to everyone that Tony is going to be a regular guest on this show, and we're going to do a show on healing. So I know that all of you are just as exciting as I am. I am honored that Tony is going to be working with me, and we're going to be doing some great things. And I'm just excited for you, Tony. It is a real privilege to have you.
And that's a perfect example of the 100 going from 1,000 to 100,000. That also goes back with you, Layla, how you're the 1,000-watt frequency, where an ancient soul, too, where you're going in and meeting and connecting with other, just like when you said, I know we were here to connect, and yes, we were absolutely here to connect. This is the year, the last 2 years in particular, where we're really, the global consciousness is making enough shift where we're having the time, or not, the time's not even the right word. It is the time, the emergence, it's the urgence and emergence to emerge and to reconnect with each other. And whenever I do teaching and stuff, I always have a simple disco ball, and it has all those little mirrors, right? And it's a small ball. But I tell people how we're all one, like a lot of times through life, we just look through one little mirror, and we're connecting into all those other parts of us, those multidimensional aspects of us. So 1,000-watt people tend to have those other aspects that are more aligned to them. So we come in with a little bit more psychic and or more connected, or we know that there's a higher power and there's nothing that's going to change us. So you would never, you would go down getting burned at the stake, Larry, by your belief system. You absolutely know that's part of, you come in with like the feminine version of Tony, right? And so this is where you're connecting with people. You're one of the bridger healer energy also. And so whenever we're connecting, not only does it affect within our personal life and our personal, you know, friends and family, and that vibration goes out. But what we're doing, really being called to do, is to connect again with other people, and to, it literally makes grids around the earth, and we're helping other people's vibration raise up. And so we're, again, finding each other, we're connecting. You're sitting there on the driver's seat. And also, Lily, is your father in spirit too?
Pardon me?
Is your dad in spirit too? I know we didn't mean to go up to interview
yes,
you, but...
Yes, both of my dads are in spirit. Yes, I've
yes.
Been on the
yes.
other side.
Yes, so your dad is coming in, and I know that we had another call about when he's tapping on the shoulder because he wants to make sure that you get read too. And so there's a part where the dad comes in, and he's giving me the smell of smoke and cigars, and also it's a girl. They're giving it, it's a girl, it's a baby. And I also feel that somebody in your circle is going to find, you're going to find out, and this is in your circle, that there's a pregnancy coming in. It could be up over the next 4 months. And again, when I see it in a circle, that means, again, it doesn't have to be a direct relative, but it's somebody in your circle that there's connection, that it's a girl, right? But the biggest thing is that you're the whole soul retrieval, that there's been parts where I'm seeing you, especially in past life, have been hung on the cross, have been burned at the stake, have had many incarnations, again, of service, like a female version of Tony Vlott, what I've said about Tony, that, and especially as far as on the right side is what Dad says, that you've had to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, where you're a very old soul, where you could be, even with peers, where you didn't have to be told, don't steal, don't be mean to other people. It's just not in your, you don't have a neural pathway in your brain that has that kind of energy. And so this is where you're, so you could have felt out even when you were younger, kind of like, why would I, we have to be told in kindergarten to not steal and not do this. So there's a part where you didn't have to be told that. It's a part where you're, we're older than your peers, but there's a real part that Dad wants you to know, that he's handing the baton down as far as you breaking the generational patterns. Also, he's bringing in the mother, but he's not bringing in, but I'm not feeling that your mother is in spirit. Who is he bringing in, the mother? Who is he considering? Like, my grandmother comes in as my mother.
My great-grandmother, Reverend Helen Burns, which Tony knows quite well.
There we
and
go.
And she
that's
is a direct link between Tony and myself, and we just
there
found
we
that out today.
Oh, interesting, because that's where they keep, it's fascinating, because they kept on having you where they wanted me to read you right after Tony, because they're calling each other, they're calling you guys family, and also the mother comes in as far as the great-grandmother, and she comes in as, again, the quote, the mother, your dad brings her in with honor, and also, it's interesting, because you never met her, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because there's a part where it's almost like where she wants to do it, where like you didn't meet her, or if you did meet her, there's a part that she's changed, even to, like, she's like her knowledge has grown. She's very ahead of her times when she was here. But imagine her going over on the other side and really expanding unbelievably as far as understanding the fifth dimensional energy. So she comes in as far as a real guide for you, and also Tony's family, going back into his ancient lineage, just like two ancient ones connecting yourself. That mother comes in as far as helping here guide you, and also having you have balance. And also I keep on seeing Dad is going into peeling onions around your heart. So there's a part where you've had you're very empathic lately, where you've been, you feel the pain, even like when I hear when trees get cut down, I hear the cry of trees, or if plants need water, I can hear their pitch, and it could be very disturbing. And so this is, I'm sharing that because you do the same thing. You can hear for the earth, never mind people, you really hear when people are off tune, and that's the empath where it's like it pains you. It's like, what can I do to serve? And so this is where your whole journey, and especially I'm going back to the last 2 years, but I go back to the last 12 years for you, and also you have master numbers of 12-12 all around you, 12-12, 12-12. And so when I see that, there's that 12-12 energy comes to me as far as a Metatron energy. Metatron, Archangel Metatron comes in as far as the creator energy, and that he, she is here as the anchored in to help us during the whole growth period right now. So Metatron was around during the beginning parts of laying down, coming down to earth, and having the ancient ones set up this whole grand, wonderful experiment here. And so now Metatron comes in very strong to connect us again. And Metatron, of course, comes in with all the ascended masters, but I always see Metatron as far as the 12-12 energy. So don't be surprised when you get bombarded with the 12-12. But also as far as with the radio, I'm seeing that you're expanding the when just like when I said to Tony that you just start adding the zeros, that like, you know, that let's say you have 1,000 listeners, you're going to 100,000, and then add zero, 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 zeros. And so you're going out, because that's part of the way that you do your teacher helper healing. And also, do you already do appearances and going out into and get in front of large audiences and groups of people where I see you, me, and Tony in New Mexico and or somewhere, and this could be 2 years from now, but there's definitely part of a gathering of ancient like-minded people that we all have our particular thing that we bring out as far as out to the people. So that's where that's you're expanding and reaching into that. You're bridging the people to help the masses. Wonderful.
It's interesting, Carrie, because I put out the call a year ago for all the ancient elders to come under one roof with me, and they have been doing that, and I mean to the point where they're actually calling me on the phone and telling me that they will come and join me. Isn't that incredible?
Absolutely.
And I actually carry the master number 22, and I work a lot with Metatron, a lot of the ascended masters, and I've actually been in front of God twice. I've actually been in his presence.
And near death? Or in one near death and one you.
Yes.
Why am I seeing one near death, one you went up there?
Yes. And you're right. I feel everything. If a tree is cut down, I can feel it. If you cut the grass, I can feel the grass cry.
Yep.
I can insect, you name it, I can feel it. And you're so right about, I knew these things when I was a little girl. You know, common sense, respect, honor.
Exactly.
Why is it that we have to be told these things?
Right.
Wow. Hey, Tony, what do you think? We're going to be doing some great stuff.
That's wonderful.
I've
seen some of this already, Carrie, but no, thank you. You've given me a lot more information, and I very much appreciate that.
You're welcome, Tony. And I feel like I'm saying, welcome, old friend. I feel like I've known you guys forever.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I feel the reason why you and I were connected, I feel like you and I are going to be doing some work as well, and maybe you can come more frequently onto this show as well.
Absolutely.
And let you and I talk about this if you would like, if you're open to it, maybe.
I'm more than open to it. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
I love the work, and I love to be able to talk and connect to people that understand, like you've had that part of the ancient lineage is where we understand each other without even having to talk a lot. It's like it's very even telepathic communication. So never mind when we do the psychic stuff connection, but there's a real part where the guides, especially since June, have been really saying where Jesus comes in and he's talking about taking the rightful inheritance. And what I was seeing in my healing work is that we're able to really do miraculous healing, where I've had clients that had stage 4 cancer that is inoperable, that it's they don't have it anymore. And this is we're stepping into that miraculous healing.
Yes, they have shown me that. They showed me standing in front holding my hand up, and people that were in wheelchairs stood up and walked, or whatever the case was.
Yes.
And my grandmother...
Yes.
It's interesting because if you check, I haven't really taken any classes on healing work.
Yep. Yep.
And my grandmother and the masters have taught me everything I know. I just naturally knew it.
Exactly. So when I see that's part of that whole thing of you even in past, like you were born with the child, what they call in indigenous starts with a child with their eyes wide open. So there's a part of your DNA, part of your cellular memory that knows that, so that pulls in those other times, those other dimensions that you have been a profound healer, a priestess. And so this is where we're connecting with each other, bringing each other the gifts, and so you absolutely have the energy field of a profound healer. And so there's a part that somebody's getting the upset stomach. And was there somebody in the line that had some kind of colon thing or somebody? Because they keep on getting
hiccups. Well, there was one of the listeners has been having an upset stomach.
Yep.
Lucky wish. And I'm going to work on shifting that with her.
But
yeah, okay.
I gave my word to my technician. And what I'm going to do, Carrie, if you will permit, is I'm going to let him come on the line and ask the question. But that said, what I'm going to do is take a quick two-minute break. I'm going to let him ask his question first. We'll take a two-minute break, and then he has to watch all the stuff at the station. So if you would just do the reading, and then he can go back and listen to the show archive.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure, sure. So do you want me to do the reading during the two-minute break or afterwards?
After we come back, I want to give you
a
little bit of a break here. So,
So he'll ask the question, two-minute break, and then I'll come back and answer it, and he just won't respond. He'll listen to it later.
That's correct.
Okay.
Seth,
very
are
good.
You with me?
I am here.
Okay. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, hi, Carrie. It's been a pleasure listening.
It's a pleasure meeting you, Seth.
Thank you very much. I've got a big year coming up, and I wondered what's in store. How can I prepare?
All righty.
Okay. So, Seth, we're going to take a two-minute break, and then we'll bring Carrie back on. And remind me to give Carrie my personal phone number, okay? I think he took off.
You got it.
I'll remind you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I want to let all the listeners know we're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to give Carrie a break, and I'm sure you guys know that she's worked quite hard for all of us, and it's, of course, a passion and a joy of hers, and so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. We were born to fly, so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world
Aloha and welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. And I
Aloha,
am your host.
Welcome back to the Universal.
I forgot to turn my. That's so cute. Anyway, and our guest for this evening is Carrie O'Connor, and we are so honored and pleased that we are able to serve each of you. And please remember that we will have Carrie come back on to the show. Her and I are talking about this, and we do sincerely apologize to all those that we were not able to serve this evening. We just want you to know that you all mean a lot to us, and we invite you every Tuesday nights to come and join us for a packed full of just wonderful shows, and I know that a lot of you have indeed. And so anyway, I'm going to have Carrie finish up with this last reading, and then we're going to say goodnight to all of you. So, Carrie, welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
Well, it's great to be back, and it's wonderful to wrap all things up with Seth, because we're coming into a full circle. And Seth, part of your question was, you said you have a big year, a lot of stuff coming in, coming up for you. And what I was seeing, it was kind of interesting, because I want to know why I'm seeing this. I heard going to the altar, and it's going to get married, going to the altar. You know that song, going to the altar? But I saw you walking down the altar part, where usually it's the bride walking down. So I saw you walking down, and they speak, spirit speaks in symbolic language, so I didn't see you. You're not physically getting married, correct? Seth?
That
oh, he's not answering me. Okay, that's true, that he's not physically getting married, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. So when I see that, and again, the symbolic language is where he's walking down, when I see that part, think of it as the grandmother and the great-grandmother's coming in, and also I'm seeing Betty White, so I want to take the theme of Betty, Elizabeth, and also Betty, and also change that in White, and so White could be two separate names, so divide that name. And also they want to recognize Rita, and Rita, some kind of word, and they're also showing me Hayward, and also split those names apart. So the ladies are coming in as far as think of going to the altar and going to get married. There's a part of Seth that has a, think of what I hear is ordination, and also in Catholicism and Andrew, if you had it as Kabbalah, that's a really big step. It's like the highest step of ordination is when you get your, like, the priesthood. But it's not, it's more about sacred union with himself, right? And so this is where Seth has very balanced energies. Male and female energy is very balanced, and he really has high frequency energy. So think of that 100,000 watts going out there. And so this is his time to, where he knows he has big year and big leaps. And I'm seeing part of his energy posture, because it's so important for when we have that 1,000 watt energy that we're balanced as above, so below, because a lot of us, our journey was to get and grounded. There's a part of Seth's energy that is really grounded, and so part of him is like the manifestor time, so where I see he makes major leaps ahead. So there's a part of him as, think of the marriage as again, a unification of his energy field that goes into his heart's desires, and I keep on seeing as far as there's like a graduation thing. If he's not physically graduating, there's a part that he's graduated beyond his peers and beyond his people, because I keep on seeing him then turn into giant, taking giant steps and feeling, I'm on top of the world. And so the ladies and the men, gentlemen and the family, when I see ancient ones going back to great-great-great-grandparents, that they're sitting here and really saying that Seth is, again, the bridger in the family. There's no mistake that he comes in. He's working as your tech person, Leon, because of his energy. He also comes in as far as really clearing out and releasing any ties of a subconscious core belief system that could hold his back, because I'm seeing him at least with ankle bracelets in his past that could. He's got a very yellow-green energy field. Yellow-green people can be anywhere from doctors to lawyers to business owners to creative artists to singers to all of it. Green is the helper healer. So he's got that energy field where he's redefining, expanding, where he's really stepping into being on top of the world. So as far as, and also making giant leaps, so anything that seems like an obstacle, he makes into a molehill. So it's like he leaps over any kind of things that could be seemingly get in her way. We all have life's ups and downs, but he turns them into simple molehills, and that's the part of realigning his energy, not getting pulled off in any coulda, shoulda, woulda, yellow people's energy. They take it as a challenge, and so that's where the family comes in as far as he's good for the gold. Also, there's a part where going into the work department that he's, again, going for the gold. He's graduated. I see him like saying, I've made it. So there's a part of him in his symbolic language that he's worked long and hard to come to where he has. And so it's like a graduation status. So he gets back as far as all the work that he puts in. And that's passion. That's blood, sweat, and passion is a part that he's on that receiving side. So open up his arms and taking that in. And there's also a part where they're getting into clearing out. And especially when I get into December, there is some stuff about his relationship and or relationship. So there's a part where they're having relationship go up to another level and or re-entering a relationship or a relationship again going to that fourth elevator. So big stuff with him, and he's got the energy field to do it. Good job. The people are coming around. And also as far as with him, it's like I feel like he's like, let's go fly a kite. So there's a part where the grandfather wants him to integrate that love and that fear. I see the part of Mary Poppins where the funny uncle has this debris, the laughing gas that has everyone on top of the ceiling and just really loose up and lighten up. So there's a part of Seth's energy that really brings that out to people, that helps them loosen up, lighten up. Because the healer part that comes in as far as he attunes people and makes them feel comfortable and relaxed all at once, and that's a real gift. And so there's a part where he gets the energy back for doing out as far as with that. Also, I see a microphone in front of his voice. So this part is he gets his own station and or something with expanding his own show, where there's some expansion as far as with that, because I see a little microphone in front of his mouth. And so he could get more shows. Or also what the grandmother's talking about, and then she shows me a symbolic dandelion where you make a wish when you blow those dandelion things. And anyone that's not familiar with it, they have all these little balls that you have with these little like hundreds of seeds or pods, and then the thing is when we're little, he used to make a wish with us. So that's where he is not only making a wish, it's like he's manifesting, blowing those out. Those seeds that he's planting are going to manifest, especially over the next 3 months. And so the part of the seeds that he has planted, he's going to see the fruits of his labor, and also they want him to think up. So when I hear that, is that, again, like when I was talking before, if he wants a new car and he always dreamed of having a sports car because that's what he really resonates with him, it's that he is worthy of it, he deserves it, and get the sports car. And there's a part of the thing that's practical that will always, you know, he's not going to go and get something that makes him go in there, you know, have a nice sports car but live in a tent. So there's a part where it's all about balance. So good for him. Good for Seth. A+ report card. Breaks generational patterns of both sides, and that has profound healing effect, especially the great-grandmother goes in as far as pointing to mother, and there's a lot of mom stuff there's a real healing part in the mom's lineage. It's huge. It's a very big deal.
Wow.
Good.
You go,
yep.
Seth.
For him. Good for him.
Big
for
time
him.
Go.
Yep. And
well,
just remember that song, Going to Get Married.
Well, you know what? He instant messaged me. Sweetie, I have to actually make a correction. He is married. He's 529. He got married. So,
This year?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the great-grandmother letting them know that they were in at that altar and getting married. So that's all his people confirming. He's going to the altar and he got married. So think of that. They're letting him know. And 529, that's no time at all. That was just really recently. So that's huge. That is really big as far as going back to. They go into the altar, going to get married, is saying that he's not going to go and get a new wife. They're just talking about that. That's a major thing where he did that major leap, right, as far as getting married. And so that goes in. I'm not seeing a baby coming in instantly unless they want it, because there's a possibility as far as December that could be a child, because I'm seeing the relationship goes up to, you know, when you get married and there's like a settling down thing. So they're doing the settling down thing because there's a part of Seth that I'm not surprised that he gets married now, because it's part of his energy that waited for sacred union part. So there's a part where question the baby as far as December, but the son comes to him, but he could weigh out and want to have other stuff, because again, I'm seeing him taking major leaps.
If you would hold your thought for just a minute, Carrie, Seth, he just gave me a message saying he's back with me. So, Seth, come on the line real quick. He says his first child is due on 11/5 of this year.
Perfect.
And he's telling me it's a boy. So,
there we
Seth,
go.
Are you
perfect.
There?
Yes, I'm here.
So your first child is due 11/24?
Oh, 11/5.
11/5. So there's a part where I was seeing this baby comes in December, so I don't think they'd be a month off, but they're talking about the boy's energy coming in, so they want to recognize that. But also, I can't emphasize, part of your going to the altar, going to get married, they want you to know that your whole lineage and your wife's energy lineage came in as far as, and also, is her dad in spirit, or was there somebody like a dad with her? I'm seeing a big G with this, and I'm also seeing my Uncle George, but it's, I feel I'm going to a middle name with this, and also, if it doesn't make sense, just think about it now, because it doesn't have to be a direct, George in my family was not a direct relative, or my dad's best friend was not a direct relative, but he definitely would come in as an uncle energy for me, okay? And so I'm seeing that in and around your wife, and even if she was younger, I'm looking at her at 12 to 14 years old. Going back into as far as the baby coming in, that there's a part where the son comes in, and so the biggest part on an energy thing is that they're, again, wanting to let you know that they were in and around the wedding and recognizing that major step, and also there's a part on an energy level that you go down the aisle, like when we get married, of course, is a sacred union, but also there's a part where we pull in a whole new energy where you unify or graduate within yourself, and they keep on talking about graduating, graduating, graduating. They keep on talking about baby in December. If the baby's due, you're not going to, don't have to have your wife worry that she's not going to have to wait for 4 months, I mean 4 weeks as far as delivering that baby. But there's some part as far as December, as far as the, when I had my baby, especially my first one, energetically, she came in with such big energy feel like your son is, that it took like a month for having him get settled into the house. So there's some significant thing where his energy, think of him coming in as 1,000 watts, and he integrates into the house as far as December. I have arrived is what he's saying. Also, as far as December, though, they want you to know that if, because I'm seeing me and my sister Erin, and we are 10.5 months apart, and so my mom got pregnant 6 weeks after she was delivered. She had my sister at home. So just remember that, okay? Because there's a part where I don't feel like you'd want a baby that fast again, because there's a baby on the heels of your son, okay? So you don't have to, you know, there's a part where I don't feel that you would really want that baby coming in that fast. And so there's a part where they're just giving you a heads up, hey, you know what, just be mindful as far as in December, because their baby could come in, and we're just, you know, they're just giving you a heads up about that. But again, they keep on wanting to recognize as far as your graduation and feats that you've made. So any part of, as far as the whole thing of anchoring in, the moving that you've done, and also they keep on talking, have you physically graduated from something, and are you expanding as far as your own radio, and what am I seeing expansion with the radio, as far as, what am I getting into as far as with the business expansion part with you?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't actually graduate per se, but the job here at BBS takes full advantage of all the skills I've worked my life to get.
Yes. That is total graduation as far as with, when they speak in symbolic language. So, again, it doesn't have to mean a physical graduation, but they keep on emphasizing that how much that you've graduated and that you've really broken generational patterns by far in each side of the family that is so profound. So all the stuff that you've worked for, that, again, goes into that yellow-green energy, is like you're stepping into a real Midas touch energy. Also, the sun's energy is a spitting image of you, and it's also when you're going to look into his eyes, it's going to feel like you've known him for your whole life. There's a real part of ancient relationship that he really comes in as far as a all our kids are teachers, healers, but there's a part where there's something different where when I looked into my son's eyes, and I have my son and my daughter, and they're both wonderful and sacred, but I looked in my son's eyes, he brought me up to the stars, literally, and then he like showed me our connection, and it was so profound. And again, my daughter's is profound, but it's different than my son's, and so I'm sharing that with you because he's shown me the same thing. He also is recognizing a Richard, he showed me Richard, and also like the Rick Richard name in the lineage. So he comes in with big shoes to step into. He also comes in as far as that crystal energy. So your energy and your wife is turning that crystal because you were born indigo, so you're turning that crystal energy. So that's a high-frequency energy. He comes in as far as crystal. So that's, again, high-frequency energy. So that's and what does high-frequency energy mean? That means that's where we've evolved to. It's where we are. It's our natural state. That's our
our masteries. So there's a part when, as we claim that high frequency energy and let it go through our whole physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies, it literally creates a magnetic pull that we're able to heal anything that could be, if we get any doubt or any kind of stumbling blocks, we just say, wait a minute, we're realigning our energy, say, no, I'm not going there. I don't, because I don't have to. And so there's a real big, the marriage brings in a union. Also, your wife, it goes back into, I keep on seeing the sacred union. You guys really balance each other off. So I love when I see somebody embracing each other and there's a real high heart love, a real high heart connection. But then also having the ability to turn around and have each other's, like watch each other's back. So when I see that, it's like energetic feeling safe enough to, that she, you back each other up on an energetic posture that goes so back down to our, your soul that it offers profound healing. So she supports you in whatever you want to do. And so, and there are some people, Seth and Layla, I'm sure you've experienced this, where they really want to support their spouses, but when it comes down to it, they could be shaky about it, or what does it mean, or they're afraid of, as you grow and expand and become, go really out there in the world, like where does she stand, and that there's not anything in that. She's like your biggest cheerleader. So that's huge. So that's the gut yourself back, and you would encourage her in any of her endeavors. And also, she's a poet and doesn't know it, is what I just heard as far as that, so she's very good with writing and all this stuff. So you, the sky's the limit. That's a wonderful thing. And you are definitely stepping into all the gifts that you've had.
Wow.
Seth.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations.
That's
congratulations
great.
On the baby. Congratulations on your new in Denver. Also pay attention to Philip coming in, because I hear Philip, and I'm also hearing Ted and Theodore or TP or something, TP, and also there could be Johnson or J, some big J, Johnson, but I feel like I'm going last name. And when I see coming in, and this is into the fall, and it's a male's energy, and it's not a dead person, so pay attention to a tall, thinner man that comes in. He's got some like white in his hair that he comes in as far as opportunities and connections. And so pay attention to be open to receiving his message, because he's got gifts and connections that definitely affect you, okay?
All right.
All right.
Seth, give me just a few more minutes, and then I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. Carrie, couple things here. I need to ask if you will touch on this question real quick, and then I'd like for you to share very quickly your website information, your about your teleclass that you've got for free. So the question here real quick, if you would just touch on it very quickly, is I need to know if Ed, my husband, is being honest to me, and I need to know if me and Ed will be adopting.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm seeing the father. You got your father and father-in-law in spirit. When I'm looking at Ed's face, I'm asking him to look straight onto me and asking. I asked that question, Layla, and he turned his head. His eyes won't look at me, and he looks off to the right side, and I ask him to keep on looking at me. And there's a part, then I see him turn into a little boy, and his boy is around 9 to 12 years old. So what the fathers are saying, encouraging that, it's like his 9 to 12-year-old that might not be being totally honest with you, because part of him is not being honest to himself when it goes into subconscious or belief system. And also when I see, then I pay attention to why does it go to the right side. The right side is the male side. That also goes into father and relationship with his father, and also goes into how he feels like he's in the driver's seat. And also I'm feeling that, I'm seeing that part of him, it's like it's not really like a shame thing. Part of it's where it's like when he looks over to the side, it's like, again, that 9 to think or find out what was going on when he was 9 to 12, and that goes into as far as how he felt himself as far as self-esteem, self-worth, because there's a part of Ed that's ahead of his times, Layla, and energetically like a forerunner, but also what the grandfather's talking about and the dad is like that he wasn't supported, and there's a part where he held his cards close to his chest so he didn't allow everyone to see what he was feeling, because there was he was ahead of his time as far as with that, so he could have been told like boys don't cry, that kind of thing, Layla, right? And so there's a part where again he feels that he can't be totally open with this, but again I'm seeing it's not conscious, like you know when people consciously lie, do you know what I mean? It's more of his
mind. So would this relationship work out?
I'm seeing, as far as with your relationship with him, I'm just seeing that it's really important for, and what's the 4 years with it? What's the 444 with this? Have you been, what's the April or the 4th? How long have you guys been together?
I'm not sure.
How long have you been together? How long have you been married?
I don't, Lucky, how long have you and your husband been together? Can you type it very quickly? I'm not getting it from her. 8 years,
okay.
She says.
Okay, all right. So what I'm seeing as far as with the 8 years, so I want her to review as far as the last 4 years, okay, in particular, and so, and what's going on in their marriage, and like look back at it as if she was the observer. So Layla, it's like, what is having her look as the if somebody was the observer posture is where it takes away the emotions, okay? So there's a part where, again, think of this as a part when I was talking several times throughout the tonight as far as we're being called to have our relationships go up to that next level, okay? And so sometimes what I don't want her to start collapsing her energy and thinking, oh, my God, this means that things aren't going to work out. That doesn't necessarily mean that. He's not running. He's not going off in the corner and hiding. He's not, you know, he's just holding the posture where part of him subconsciously can't be totally look in her eyes and be totally honest, and that's what I feel like I'm confirming her intuition about, right? And so again,
yes.
But he's not hiding, he's not running. The part of the little boy is even saying, help me work this out, you know what I mean? And so that's all, to me, as far as I'm concerned, is good news, you know? And so this is where she doesn't have to, but they are really encouraging her to review the last 4 months, and then April in particular, what was going on in April, and also the turning point as far as the last 4 years, because I'm seeing that this part of healing has been coming up or needs to come up. All relationships come up as far as with growth. We all do it. We go back as far as wanting to take it up to the other level. So there's a real part where she can look at this, again, as the observer, where she doesn't have to go to the awful awfuls, right? So because that's part of the men coming in as far as godfather, father-in-law, grant, you know, the men coming in as far as the fathers to her, as far as and to him, as far as wanting him to have her not go to, part of her is very empathic, so she could pick up on stuff, and so when we're super empathic, when it comes to something like this, it's like we could contract our energy, and when we contract, it's very hard to read, right? So this is where, so her signals might not be as, she might not be getting the right signals here. So this is where everyone's going to stop and take a breath, and also be able to create a safe atmosphere where there's no, like, you know, blame game. I know your 9-year-old is saying something else. It's all about really holding space and really having her to look again what's been going on, what is the subtle messages that she's been receiving the last 4 years. And again, part of this is where they want to have this all up and out before they adopt, because that's huge, you know what I mean? So this is where everything gets ironed out, okay, and then it becomes crystal clear as far as the adoption, especially when it comes into as far as September. And also there's a part where, again, I keep on seeing when she feels like it's a 9/11, or that's where it feels like she's again feeling shaky or that kind of stuff, to realize when is it the energy that it's contracted energy, and when is it when is she picking up on other people's stuff. So this is where she could really take this as a real turning point of a relationship, where it's, again, I call it going up to the other level, where we're all being asked that. We, every single one of us, being asked to take our relationships up to the other level. But the other level is more joy, more peace, more bliss, all of that. And it really goes back into going back to our worst fears. So part of our worst fears are, oh, my gosh, how if it doesn't work out? How about not having to go there yet at all? Because if we don't heal our cellular core belief systems with one person, we'll just go and do the same thing with another person. That's all there is to it. And so this is where there's growth in all relationships. And so see where the mirrors are that are coming up. And also, I just saw Greg Braden's book as far as Divine Matrix, where the last part of his book, he talks about relationships and the mirrors and the 5 sacred mirrors. And so I really encourage her to read at least that part of the book if she can't get a hold of it, if she can't read the whole thing, because it'll really give her some tools to be able to talk to him as far as the whole mirror part and what is this mirrored up and why has this stuff come up. And again, if you go up with a posture that we are figuring this out, and so many people don't, they just don't do this with their relationship. So this goes into divine reunion. And so it does not mean the baby's not coming in, that doesn't mean that they're not going to adopt. We want to first adopt into the relationship, Layla, is what it comes into. They want to adopt that 9-year-old and him into the hearts first, and then everything else, again, I keep on seeing a big iron will iron itself out. Okay?
We'll follow. Thank
yes,
you so
absolutely.
Much, Carrie. And real
You're
quick,
welcome.
If you would, please share with our listeners this evening your website information, and I'd like for them to remind them about your free teleclass that you got coming up, if you would.
Sure. The website is www.kerrieoconnor.com. That's KerrieOconnor. And the free teleclass is this it's Sunday night, July 29th, and it's 7 Pacific time, but that means it's earlier for you guys. And so it's a free teleclass as far as I'm doing it with a psychiatrist. I'm very happy. He's a sacred friend of mine, and he's a Freudian psychiatrist. And so he's going to give the knowledge. We're bridging the two brains of the science meets spirituality, but also he's giving, like describing technical terms as far as what I'm seeing, as far as where our brain is going to whole brain, which is holy, H-O-L-Y, and that's going to help us get out of duality and to get out of anywhere where we could feel like we're split. And so this is huge. This is the really wonderful thing. It's a free teleclass, and I'm so excited to be able to bring this out. And a lot of my classes are going to teleclass, so you're able to, if you're not able to go, you're able to hear it, and or it's going to be taped up to 21 days. So if you can't hear it that time, it's going to have the ability to go and hear it. So if you can't make it that time, if you sign up and get the email stuff, you'll be able to tap into it up to 21 days. So that's, again, July 29th, and that's Kerrie, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor, O'Connor.
Great. And I want to remind our listeners as well is that Carrie also has her own weekly call-in radio show with Lightstream Live, and you will find that information on her website as well. She's also on Coast to Coast on 96.9 FM. And also can be heard on News for the Soul. And Universal Spiritual Connection is also hoping that you will participate with us as well. I thought I'd throw that in, Carrie.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm there.
Yeah. So I Absolutely. Just really want to thank you. You have been just wonderful.
Thank you.
Everything I've heard about you is very true. You know, I shared with the listeners tonight that you had a lot of passion and love for what you do, and it obviously shows, and I just truly want to thank you for all the great things you do, young lady.
Thank you, and thank you for yourself and your energy and the way that you're helping people. You do profound work yourself, and I am excited for us to bridge and continue to light other people's fires, like light our spark, light our divine passion, and that is so healing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful time to be alive, isn't it? It's just a wonderful place, and,
it is.
And when it's not, I love to remind people that it is. Even if it feels scary, even if we could have relationship stuff, it really is. Reach out and touch somebody that's holding that spark for you, that if you can't hold it right now, there is some other people that are holding it for you. So that's a divine spark within us. It's all about that empowering, and then we're going back to, again, a real inclusive one-world family, and so we're understanding how much we're connected and how much we want to help our family. So it's a wonderful time.
Yes, it is, and I personally thank you for sharing with me as well. It's nice to know that I'm going to have thousands and thousands of people listening to my show, and what brings me the most comfort about that, knowing that, is that every person that tunes in, I hope that I'm able to help them in a very small way. Because that's what it's truly all about.
Absolutely.
So we are going to say good night to you, Carrie. And once again, my beloved sister, thank you for being who you are and being
thank
truly
you.
In the
wonderful
partnership.
Wonderful talking to you. And yes, I look forward to talking to you again.
Great. So we're going to say goodnight to you, and then I'm going to sign off on the show.
Okay.
So you can just go ahead and disconnect.
Okay, goodnight.
Good
Have
night.
A wonderful rest of the night. Goodbye. Good night.
And you as well. Blessings.
Bless you.
Bless you. Wow. So I hope that you all have enjoyed the show this evening, and I want to truly thank my technician, Sept, and Spirit Wonder for all the love and support that they have shown us this evening. We did extend the show this evening, and I thank my guest personally as well, because she was doing all the work here, and it's not work to her, it's play. So I truly thank all of you, and I do look forward to having you guys join me again next week, Tuesday. I've got a lot of great people coming on to the show, and I hope that you'll come and share a part of yourselves with all of us. On that note, I want to remind each and every one of you that it is time now to celebrate life. And remember that you are the divine presence, the power, and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. Always, always love yourselves with all your heart, and love thou families. Until we connect again, be well, be safe, and remember to be love. Good night to everyone.